This is Hugh Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. 7:01 on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, sitting here alongside Kat Carlson,
Hello. Who
everybody knows is filling in until God knows when. And
but we miss you, Katie.
Katie is out there somewhere doing God's work in the political season.
Yeah.
Al Perkins,
somebody's work.
No, maybe not ours particularly, but she's doing somebody's work. Al Perkins is sitting here just across from Kat. Marnie is on her way, and there's a mystery lady sitting here next to Al that none of you know, you've never seen before. She's our friend Jenny, and she's bringing us into the vodka world of, what's it called,
Deep Eddie Vodka.
Deep Eddie Vodka.
Oh, now I get it. He spelled it wrong online.
I thought I... Isn't it...
Well, how do you misspell Deep Eddie?
I thought it was
Edie. Deep and Eddie.
Edie.
He did E-D-D-I-E, so I thought it meant like a deep person.
Oh, well, he
like
took that Edie? After my last name, my first name. It's I-E, so...
Oh.
I appreciate that, actually. It's
I thought I did it. Because I actually thought it was like an eddy current thing, which is actual electrical thing. An eddy current is an electrical
thing. No, but a deep eddy is like a pool of water, right?
It is. And yes. It's actually in Austin, Texas.
There's a whole story.
There's a swimming pool people go to. It's a big deal.
It's a deep eddy, I'm assuming.
It's a deep eddy. it's a natural spring.
God.
It's about 60 degrees. So people in Arizona probably would not get in it. But
right, because if it's below 90, you're like, fuck, it's cold.
No, it's not bath water, so there's no point.
Yeah,
right.
I did turn to a very old woman recently and was like, oh, no, I need this pool to be 92 degrees, heated gently by the sun or good old-fashioned electricity.
Roast me.
Yeah.
So in addition to, well, we've started out with the Deep Eddie, the Bloody Mary. It's the Bloody Eddie, as we're calling it.
The Bloody Eddie.
But it's lovely. And she's got four cocktails total for us to try tonight. Now, the first one is the Bloody Eddie. You've got three more. What are the names of the...
So we are going to do the Blanche DuBois on Prozac.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
Okay. Told you. She's a gay man.
Yeah.
I told you.
We're going to follow that up with the Dorothy Ruby Red Cosmo.
Okay.
I'm going to miss that one.
And then the final one is the Joan Crawford Angry Cranberry. No wire needed for stirring.
Okay.
Oh. I'm coming back for that one.
Come around.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Now, is this a flavored vodka? What am I enjoying here?
This one is their pure vodka. So this is just the straight up Deep Eddie.
So when everybody goes to the grapefruit, I'd like to go to a glass of straight vodka, please. Yeah, that's
no, because he literally drinks vodka straight on the rocks. That's all he drinks.
Like, there's only so much mixer I can take in an evening.
Well, I will tell you this: with the Deep Eddie products, it's actually all natural, so it's not artificially flavored. So everything that they do in their vodka is natural. So it actually lets the body process it, and the flavors are just—it's all natural grapefruits from Houston.
Oh, but I don't like grapefruit.
I got you.
What was the?
We might put you on Joan Crawford earlier.
Keep selling that grapefruit vodka to him.
But no, seriously,
I really do drink straight
vodka. Salespeople do, right?
Yeah.
Don't say no. Let me tell you. Wait till I say yes.
Yeah, let me figure out how to get you into this car. How can we do this today?
You can sell me a car way faster than you can sell me a grapefruit.
Does it have a stereo?
As I think the good people of Saturn learned.
Yes.
You can have this grapefruit or take a new car home with you. I'll take that car again.
Not a problem.
I can't drive it, but I'll take it.
It looks just like the one I'm driving now, but I guess I'm going to buy it because I don't want the grapefruit.
Well, I hope you'll just sip. Just take a sip and see what you think.
Clearly, you're not going to let this go, so
no.
Yes, I will.
Take a sip.
But at some
point,
I do want a glass of straight vodka.
Now, and to be fair, what he normally, his drink of choice is Ultimate Vodka on the rocks. That's what he always drinks.
Ask
what's
by
your
name?
Ultimate Vodka?
It's called Ultimate. It's from Poland.
It's a brand.
I've never heard of it.
Half potato, half gran. It comes in a crystal decanter. And I'm not sold by the marketing. It really is just, it tastes like water. It's delicious.
Try
and it's on, at Stacy's. It's on the top shelf of that carousel that he has. It's a blue bottle.
To get it down.
Yeah, I mean Trisha has to reach really high to get that bottle.
They're all like, oh, him again.
She has to get her
step
ladder to get it.
Yeah,
almost.
Or she gets somebody else to do it for her.
Stacy uses like three good fingers.
I think he was only got two left last time I checked.
Well, none of them are good. They work. Most of them work for Stacy.
I can count them on one hand. How bad is that?
Oh, wow.
He can still pick up a glass, though. Like,
it's a baby boy with no toys.
He,
toes.
Wow. What's amazing about him is watch him bartend. He can sling bottles around and do everything. He really has adapted well to his unfortunate loss of fingers.
digits, yeah.
Yeah, those two.
Yep, those two. You lost most of them.
Well, and I think we just lost a listener.
Bye, after what he said, after what he said when he was on here, we got to work a lot harder.
I think that's I'm fired tomorrow. That's what I'm going to hear.
That's my benchmark for not coming back is when I reach that level. Embarrassing.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get there.
No, I'm never
You have no Nantucket stories, do you, like Katie did?
I might, but I don't tell them.
Okay, well, see, that's the smart... She doesn't have that restraint.
I change the names.
I don't tell people.
Yeah.
Whew. It wasn't me. No.
But Katie said it was her, so we have to let that go. Yeah.
God bless her for owning all that.
Sometime between now and the end of the show, Marnie's going to show up like she normally does. I got a text from her about 10 till, or 5 till that said I'm about 10 to 15 now. Late. So we're expecting her to show up at some point. There'll be a woman joining you next in that chair.
You know what? That makes up for last week being 15 minutes early. I knew that.
Yes!
I knew we owe the universe something.
Something, Becky.
Well, I'm going to go make another cocktail. I shall return.
Okay. Oh. Got to make it. Jeannie, this is Marnie. Marnie, Jeannie.
Hi.
Very
nice
good.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, she'll be joining us all. You're saying all 3 hours? Is that what you're doing, Jeannie?
Yeah.
The whole night?
Or until
just
I fall
sure.
down.
We'll just, call that Uber.
Yes, thank God we have Uber. Well, we're all here. We're back together again for a Tuesday night. Thank you all for listening. This is show number 182. It is the 16th of September?
Yeah.
Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. Already. Time is flying.
No, this year was just a footnote in a decade.
It's crazy.
It went by in a day and a half.
Seems like it. I keep saying this, and it seems like we just did, Memorial Day, and it seems like we just did New Year's Eve. You know, it all just was so, and boom. No, it's a long way away. Past.
Halloween decorations are going up minutes from now.
And in a timely manner. It's time.
Right. Yeah. So the Christmas aisles are all supposed to.
With the storm coming and everything, it's got a very, by the pricking of my thumbs,
autumn feel.
Yeah. Something wicked this way comes.
Oh. I saw the rain rolling in, and I was like, well, Clayton's going to get his wish when he wished for more rain last week.
Yeah.
And we're getting it.
There it is.
It's beautiful.
As long as this one, I just want to come in and rinse everything off. Not flood everything. I just want to rinse everything off nicely so we can go into the fall with clean everything.
I want to flood again.
All reports are it's
going to
flood again.
I don't know what people float.
She's like, oh, fuck it, I want it to flood again.
But it really has that, it has like a TV movie of the week kind of thing to it. Like, it looks fake. It looks like the fake storm that blew in from Poltergeist.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Gotcha.
The sky last night looked like that. It looked so fake.
Very
the sun
CGI.
Was going down.
Who's doing the CGI on this storm?
I don't know.
I just don't think it's up to par.
If
there wasn't
reward.
Music, it wasn't Steven Spielberg.
Exactly.
Right? Leading you to the story.
Yeah, if John Williams isn't kicking me in the head, tell me there's a kid crying on screen. How would I know?
So as I came up to 51 and the horn started, that was...
Yeah,
that was
see? There you go. He's responsible for Poltergeist, too. He was the producer, so... Even that's got some scoring that we need to chit-chat about. You and I need to sit down.
I like when the music helps me, because sometimes I just don't know what to feel.
Right. See, that's what I say, too.
I like it.
I need to be led by the hand to a conclusion.
Somebody's dying? Maybe sad is what I'm going to feel. I don't know.
I don't
Depends.
Know.
And I need to see a close-up of a kid wailing uncontrollably, or I won't know.
The pain that they feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kick him a couple times.
Oh, down. He's down.
Freshly made bread.
It looks lovely. Yeah. Looks just delicious.
Help yourself. Apparently,
Thank
there's some
you.
Vodka coming, so I figured something to soak it
something
up.
Something to soak it up is an idea.
Now, is that yours or hers?
I'm sharing with Kim.
Apparently, she's drinking my drink.
Oh, all right. Well,
she said she would drive home. I'm just trying to help her.
I like you more and more. Passive aggressive. Here's your drink. Oh, well.
Here's some of your drink.
Here's some of your drink.
You're not drinking that fast enough. You better just drink on that a little longer.
It's all right. We only have 4 hours, so.
Three
hours.
It seems like four.
Sometimes there's four.
Yeah, well, that's true. Because you got here at 6:30 and we're not out here till 10:30, so it makes complete sense. And people are listening from all over the place. Richard is online with us. Brian S. Do we remember Brian S? Do I know Brian S?
Give us some clues.
He listens from work.
My mom, of course, is online with us too. And
and my sister's listening.
We're very
excited because the Bills and the Cardinals are both undefeated as of now. So we'll take a snapshot of this week.
Boy, it's early in the season. Optimism is really
but it gets very exciting.
What better time to be optimistic than when you're undefeated?
You
can't wait till you're in the shitter.
And you just must be in a world of crap because I see the Vikings on TV for anything
everywhere
right
but
now.
Not the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no,
we're the Super Switch.
Mm.
They played.
Did anybody catch that?
Yeah, but the
squash.
Thanks.
I don't play with your puns.
Down.
Yeah, I just shoot them right down.
God, you do. I hate that.
They
worked so hard on them.
They played 5 minutes of really good football the other night.
I'm a Patriots fan.
day.
Was it 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, I'm rounding up.
Yeah, well, thanks, because I saw about a minute and a half.
It was one.
That was like on the sidelines where everyone was
they
like,
ran down the field.
Yeah, and nobody tripped.
They reviewed the map and then they never
went
back.
Nothing. Yeah, so that was exciting.
It's way down there. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Ryan Safi.
See, we didn't see the game because I did not get it recorded. We started a little bit late and I thought, well, it's fine. Needless to say, the Vikings typically are not on the ABC, CBS, whatever it was. Oh, they were. So if you record it for DirecTV and it's going to be on CBS, then it just doesn't record. It's not like you have to know that it's on TV. Whatever.
Yeah, because like the Bills are never our game. Yeah. Never.
Only because of the Patriots were we on TV.
And you know I was
so we didn't get to see the first
I root for
two
anybody
quarters.
That plays against the douchebag. Yeah. Like anybody.
Yeah, but not the way.
You could line up.
Two quarters we missed, and by the end of
the
game,
time in the
it was like, oh, thank God. We did not waste time on that. We were real glad. We
time you could never get back in life.
Ever. So we were real glad that didn't happen.
I watched the whole fucking thing.
Poor thing.
But you'll watch anything on that beautiful television.
I was basically immobile.
I'm sure you were.
That purple would be pretty on that.
I had to switch from nights to days. So I got off work at 8 in the morning. Okay. I went and had a drink. And then I had to be back at work at 7 a.m. So I was like trying to stay up as long as I could to go to bed like a real person and work 24 hours the next day. And so I was like, fuck it. So I would like doze off through stuff, and then I'd rewind, and I'm like, "Well, they still suck." What am I rewinding to find out how bad they suck?
All of a sudden, you're hoping for commercials.
But then the Cardinals won, and I'm like, "Wow, yeah. So people forgot to tell them they suck." That's nice.
Right?
Don't open that mail.
Don't believe that.
Don't find out soon enough.
Don't believe the haters.
We hadn't seen that video yet. I swear.
So, but Brian S is listening from Chicago, and Richard knows his last name.
Very good.
How do you two know each other?
Well, they're gay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna guess.
Exactly.
Everybody
it's good
knows
to see
each
you
other.
In there again, Richard.
There's one per city. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, you're gay? Do you know Sandra?
Yeah.
Totally.
Looks like
do you know Mark, Rick, or Steve?
They all have track lighting?
Yeah.
All three, yes. Happens all the time.
It does. Well, as we do generally at the beginning of each show, we go around the table, find out what everybody's been up to, and we're going to start with Kat Carlson.
Well, I am having the worst, saddest day in Old Lady Town. Here's what happened. Yeah.
Old Lady Town?
Old Lady Town. Being the youngest person at the table, I still jumped out of bed at a moderate pace. I know her.
Okay.
No, I'm still the youngest person at the table.
I tried.
Oddly, this is where the connection to get to me got through
I love
here.
It.
Yeah. Do you need the Wi-Fi password?
Yes.
I will in a second.
Okay. And pull your mic just Maggie Marty. Slide your mic just a little closer to you.
Oh, that's
just pull the whole
good.
Thing for
that's
pull,
real
pull the whole. It's heavy. Pull there.
I'm not mad about this at all.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's really good. I do. Our Eddie, I almost said Eddie Bauer. Jesus Christ, really?
D-Betty.
So anyway, old lady world. Go back to Kat.
So I spring out of bed at a leisurely pace this morning, and I hobble around my house on feet that hurt too much. And then I realize, and I say, I need to go put on shoes. So I put on my orthopedic shoe inserts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. You are an old lady
I know. And then I strap on my knee brace.
Careful with the strap on.
Whoa, yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
That breath's not going to come back soon.
Not that fun. So that I could stand up straight and walk. So I'm having a sad time.
You ever heard of a chiropractic adjustment?
Yeah. No, we're working on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Because I love
one. She's not in the chat room yet, but we have one.
Oh, and we have one. It's a little far to get to her.
Yeah.
But I have one that's really close, in case you need one.
Yeah. So I just like had that realization this morning as I was trying to jump out of bed, because, of course, I overslept and had someone coming over for a meeting for the book fair.
Oh, yes, your book fair.
Yeah. Dreaded book fairs.
The beloved book fair.
Wow. That's right, the beloved book fairs.
We love the book fair.
How is that going?
Good, good. Yeah, we're just getting started. Yeah.
Fair.
How's the field day of a pun?
Bookish. Oh, see, I love it. I give you props for that, but at the same time, you can fuck off.
Damn you, puns.
I had an experience with a book, actually, last week.
Oh, that's new?
No, but it felt weird.
Play the breaking news.
It felt weird because I had to run to... I was out in Chandler at a client's, and I knew that there was an Apple store that a friend of mine works at that mall, but I didn't know where it was in the mall. So I just had to randomly pick a store and walk through to get into the mall, you know, and I hadn't been in a mall in forever. Mm-hmm. So I walked through a Barnes & Noble, and it was the weirdest feeling because I'm like... What the fuck are all these doing here?
Like, it's just all these pages books. Doing it was on the show.
It was really weird to see because I had not been in a bookstore. So the funny thing is, I had to.
He doesn't mean ever. I don't think.
What?
I think you said I have not been in a bookstore. Is there a
unfortunate pause? dot, dot, dot.
I'm like, again, the danger of homonyms.
The look on Kat's face was like, okay.
Well, hey, we've already got strap on, started with this.
Because I want to introduce him to the library.
I've heard them recently called homophones. Instead of homonyms, and I think homophone.
Oh,
sounds better.
Exciting for you, isn't it?
So, which makes it a synonym.
The danger of synonyms now. Full circle.
Yeah, I like it.
So, well, anywho, walking through seeing all the books was kind of interesting. So, then I had to come to the Apple store at the Biltmore, and the funny thing there is, remember there was a Barnes & Noble, which I believe it was.
Oh, remember bookstores?
On the corner. Yeah. The one right there. Mm-hmm. Was
Borders.
It a Barnes & Noble?
It was
it a Borders? Mm-hmm. And the funny thing to me is Borders is gone, and then some rug company came in there.
World of Rugs.
But they're already moving. They're closing. And I thought it was how funny. Like, well, God, nothing can live in that little corner, apparently.
That's
I just thought it was interesting, but they're gone. So,
some stores are cursed.
Book fair's coming up.
Book fair's
coming
up.
Do we need to get our orders in now?
No, no, you can just go during the show.
Nope.
All right, I gotta leave. I gotta go to a 12-year-old book fair.
That would not be okay.
That was so creepy when she told me that anybody could just come into the school for a book fair. I'm like,
totally
really?
True. We want anybody's money. We don't give a shit.
Well,
spend money, please.
Pedophiles welcome.
Come on. As long as you're spending money at the book fair, come on.
Feel free to look at our kids.
Wow.
We want your money.
The kids are usually nicely tucked away during the
what, behind glass so people can just see them and shop?
That's the one, Daddy. Like,
in their little enclosures.
That's the man who touched
me. That's the man at the playground, Daddy.
Share me on the big man where he touched you.
That happened one time.
Show me on the doll.
Yeah, exactly.
And show me on the doll where you want me to touch.
You get a free doll with any book.
Yeah, well.
But I bring that two bars to talk to adults.
Here's your therapy book.
Right.
Here's your therapy book. Show me where they touch you.
I'm going to order a vodka, and you just, I'm going to lay this here, and you just tell me what you want me to do.
Maybe put erasable marker. Chance.
Here's some stick pins.
So far it's not working. No, that's my voodoo. Don't fuck with my voodoo doll.
Oh no,
that thing's got juice.
Different.
Oh, well then there's that.
Betsy Wetsy works. You're still not sure what caused that problem in your knee.
Betsy Wetsy.
Funny.
Not sure. Are we ready for the second round?
We're getting there. Well, we will. Why are you pushing? You're pushing.
I am a pusher.
Oh,
that's what I do for a living.
Well, I guess so.
Good work.
You ever thought about being a pimp?
A booze pimp.
You're a booze pimp.
I am a booze pimp.
You are.
Yeah, ask Kat. She knows. Yeah. She knows all about it.
Got it.
Okay. Visit to me every week.
I put enough people in liver failure. I see no shame in it.
We'll get there.
No.
What up with you? Anything exciting?
Yeah.
New? What?
Yeah. Last week, Mama had surgery.
Yes.
No, she didn't, because it was, they were going to take things off her tongue. She's a smoker for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And they had found something, and they went in, and it was gone. Gone.
Magic.
Well, about a month and a half ago, she quit smoking.
Oh, good.
And the guy, the doctor looks at her and says, have you cut back, or are you, you know, have you quit? And she said, well, about a month and a half, whatever it is ago, when they had found the stuff. And he said, well, good for you. Kudos.
So
it's gone. He said it rarely happens.
And did she stop, like cold turkey stop, done?
She the e-cigarette, mm-hmm. Whatever. And even that, it's been kind of, you know, but yeah.
So that was
very, yeah. I mean, she kept going back to get the procedure done, and I would kind of get set up out in the little waiting room, nervous, and I would, you know, whatever. I was kind of tearing up, and you're scared. So she goes back, and then all of a sudden, I turn around, and she's right there. Like, right in my face. What are you doing? What? Hi. And right. She's like, oh, I had to just fill out paperwork. So then she goes back again, and I turn around and get myself, boom, what? Stop doing that. What are you doing? And she did it like three times. And the third time, it was about 25 minutes after she had gone back. And I looked at her and I'm like, can you talk? Because I thought she had the procedure done. And she looked up and she was like, but was just kind of ghostly, kind of white, I think, just from surprise and excitement.
Relief.
Whatever, relief.
Certainly.
And and she said, yeah, I can talk and we can go. And it was just elation. It was fantastic.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Very, very happy about that. We have another one tomorrow. we have another surgery tomorrow, but and that one will be different, but it'll be okay.
Is that the one where she can't talk for a week? Mm-hmm. You'll be borrowing the bell again.
Totally. Yeah.
Brings her bell home with her.
Right.
I do. I keep taking it home and then, you know, bringing it back. So, but yeah, so that'll be tomorrow. But that was just a fantastic.
Huge relief. That's
huge
lovely.
Huge relief for the week. Good. One out of two.
Well, yeah.
Out the door.
That's
so,
good.
Nice. Good. And I'm just very proud of her for having quit. I mean, she said she got herself into this and then kind of got herself out of it by quitting and was not expecting that. So just kind of a huge note. That doesn't always, if ever, kind of happen.
Right.
It's a really rare thing, but how the tangible proof that quickly it could.
And out of everybody in the room, you were a smoker at one time, Kat. Mm-hmm. I know.
Absolutely.
Marn was.
Oh, yeah.
Ginny, you are.
Currently.
Mm-hmm. And you never did.
Nah.
Neither did I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me no likey the smell. Well, I might as well have been a smoker because my entire family.
Sure.
Well, and working
like,
in the bar.
All the men
in
the family smoked with the door shut, the air conditioning on. Because we were not a open the window and enjoy that fresh air kind of family.
No.
Still I'm not. But so my dad and my uncle and my brother-in-law and friends, everybody smoked, and we never opened a window and drove all the way to Florida with my dad driving the car.
Right.
The windshield wipers are on the inside.
With the asthmatic in the back and the congestive heart failure in the front.
Sure.
Riding along. We didn't roll down a fucking window. Are you high?
I remember when...
no seatbelts either.
My grandparents got one of the new cars and they were driving, and again, back in the day, was everybody smoked. Grandma, my mom, my dad, my grandma. And I remember sitting in the car and grandpa going, "Look at that, the air conditioner just takes a smoke right out of there." I remember thinking, and I, a little kid,
you
thinking,
"Told that story, it's funny."
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's blowing it back at me.
It's just circulating it.
Right. God.
And it smells super later on.
That's why I sound like Lauren Bacall.
Well, not
Kathleen
anymore.
Kathleen Turner. Here we go.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
So, anyway.
Well, good. That's great news, Marn. Yeah. And we're just going to go to you because you're here. What's your world about?
My world is about selling liquor.
Well, we love her. Where's the bell?
Come to the right place. It was funny how I had met Jeannie before.
Yes.
At Stacy's, but she didn't really
place you.
She couldn't put
you're
all
the POS guy. That's
right,
what you did.
Right. So all of a sudden she comes and she goes, because you guys had a conversation. She's like, "I think I just figured out who you are." I'm like, "Well, I've met you before." She goes, no, you and Kat and this radio thing, and you did it. I'm like, "Well, yeah." She's like, "Oh." And then because Carlton was with me, and we were already, three sheets in, it was a brilliant idea just to have her come in and serve liquor to us on the show.
And
I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me
years.
Join. I really am having a good time.
Well, we're
only 23 minutes into this shit so far, but wait.
I'm going to feel free to tell people to enjoy a deep Eddie Bloody Mary. Now, is this your own mix, or is this just a standard?
It is my own mix.
Okay.
I worked really hard on this.
Very good.
Well, it took me all. In fact, I didn't even sell today making this Bloody Mary mix.
You tell you unscrewed the top, is what you
did. I did. I went and bought it, and I opened it, and I let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, that was
Deep
a good
Eddie and Mr. T's.
Yes,
breathe it in.
Yeah,
no, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And if you are just joining us, she's got four total cocktails. We've got three more coming. She's going to make for us, and they're all named. And as she presents
Dorothy
them,
and Blanche DuBois and Joan Crawford.
Yeah. I do have to thank Gary Powers for that. I showed up at Stacy's. I was like, "I need some help." And Gary goes, "Well, what are you making?" And so Gary helped me out with especially the Joan Crawford. That was his favorite one.
That's good.
So.
Good.
But yeah, I had a little bit of help, so I can't take all the credit.
And I don't know what this one is. Does this have a funny
name? This is the Bloody Eddie.
Oh, okay. So no.
I won't tell you what he wanted me to call it because it was very offensive to women. And even I was like,
"Why not call it the Carrie in the shower?"
It was actually it was called "It Happens Every 3 Weeks."
Oh,
I like it.
By Eddie.
I chose Bloody Eddie. Yeah. So
parenthetically, it happens every 3 weeks. The Bloody Eddie. Parenthetically, it happens every 3 weeks.
Hello, I'll see you in 3 weeks. Now, should I write a cycle down in my calendar so I know if you're late or when to be worried?
When do you get moody?
Yeah.
When do you get nice? I'm not sure which one these are.
All I feel like I'm pre-Eddie.
Do I look fat? Am I bloating?
Oh, I'm bitchy for no reason. Maybe Eddie's coming.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Perkins, you've just been working, as I understand it.
Yes, and miscommunicating with lawn workers, which is you have to drive by my house and see the hedge, because...
You don't have a hedge.
I do now. So...
Are you not manscaping?
No. That's a bush, dear.
A lonely bush.
Exactly.
That's where
still
Eddie
waiting
comes
for someone to
play.
Touch the doll, yeah.
Every 3 weeks.
With the storm last week, because all this rain has made the lemon weed that really is a tree because we saw actual lemon on it. It got to be like 15 to 20 feet high, and I thought with that storm last week, it was very lucky that it didn't. It drooped from all the water that it was holding. It was like short and stout for a minute.
Right.
So then I was worried, I'm like, because they said there was another one coming, and one of the suggestions was if you have trees that are out of control, you should get them trimmed. And I know that the people that do the lawn humans for my next door neighbors also say something about tree trimming on the side of their truck.
Sure.
I can read.
Similar industries.
Can't speak Spanish about
that's why
lawns.
He'll be at the book fair.
So I went over and caught them on Friday, and I was coming home from work, and I'm like, you know, can you come over and do something about that tree? And we were trying. I know our bowl, like, and I know, you know, Kortha is cut, but we're done. That's it.
Right.
So we went with pointing, and I was trying to get him to cut it up from the bottom, like you do. You know how orange trees have the and they usually paint them white.
Yep.
So everything goes to the top. Well, we did some pointing, and then he told me it was cash only. So I went down to the Circle K to buy myself, you know, a jar of mayonnaise and get my $40 back to pay him. And I come back and the tree's gone. My tree that was covered with lemons is now a hedge. It's about waist high. It's actually about nipple high. And he cut it. So everything that I was pointing at him to tell him to cut, like start cutting there, he cut down to there. So he just went Texas Chainsaw Massacre and took a chainsaw and just knocked that thing out at literally the knees.
Oh, he's really God, that's hysterical.
He's done you a favor.
He shaped it round.
Well, how nice.
But all the lemons are gone.
Oh my God.
Well, it's a lemon tree that looks like a lemon.
So it was so funny that he left me like the core of the lemon, the seed, if you will. Just. And I just drive down the street, and I'm like, where's my house? Because I'm used to looking for this tree. Really big tree. And I'm like, okay, well, there it is. I'm like, well, here's your money, and we're gonna get...
Here's $20, because you were halfway there.
Perhaps a translator next time. No, he cut everything I pointed to.
And then some. Here's $40, I'm going to go to bed.
Good work.
And I keep meaning to go out there and take a picture, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So...
Jesus.
That hasn't happened yet.
Maybe. There's at least 14 gestures involved in getting from the couch to taking that picture and back. I understand.
And then you had to go back. Yeah, and then go back.
And then back.
You missed the lather,
round
rinse,
trip.
Repeat part.
Were there lemons on the tree?
Did he take the lemons too? No, he just threw them in the backyard. He's like, we don't have our... The one thing, once we got off lawns, my Spanish came back, and I knew that he was saying he didn't have his trailer and couldn't haul it away. It was going to go back in my garbage. Like, that I got. I must have slept through everything that had to do with lawn maintenance during Spanish 101. Through college Spanish, because I'm like, I got fucking nothing. Not even a lemon tree.
Not anymore.
No limonada. No.
So it is. And again, former manager of Q Talk. That's not lemons.
Those that's what I want to call it.
Yeah.
I can call it.
Oh my God, that
I
whole
want.
Cooking show about the funny limonada. Taste of the limonada. I'm like, because they don't have yellow lemons. You fucking moron. Those are limes. A limo in Spanish is a lime. Well, come on, you're calling yourself a food and wine show, and we got stuck up on the garnish.
Yeah. Which is very important every now and again. Absolutely.
I'm nothing if I'm not supportive.
You are.
You are. You are loving.
Yes, indeed.
How about you, fun, sir?
Well, speaking of supportive, it's been I can't go into it all, but there's been some very crazy outpouring of support and like good vibes and feelings for some reason spinning around me, and it's been interesting and good, and I may explain more about this to you all later, like after we're done with the show, or about four more cocktails in, or I don't care anymore.
Absolutely.
We'll see. But no, it's just
she
been
wants to ask make him four
during
the first hour.
Ask him during it's thoughtful vulgarity.
It's right. Just been interesting. Things are moving along. Michael's getting his stuff together for his exit to move on to
stage
other things.
Left.
For his other things that he's going to getting school back together for him, so that's all well and good. Went up and mowed mom's yard the other day because, again, the weather, it was, we couldn't find her.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to mow the yard and found, she's not tall.
Mom?
You know?
Yeah. Mom?
She's in the high grass again.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Marco?
Marco, yeah.
I was thinking more like snipe hunting where you bang rocks together.
Yeah.
With Marco Polo.
That's funny.
If you've never played drunken game Marco Polo in the grocery store, it's a good time.
Aaron and I play Marco Polo all the time.
The workers don't appreciate it as much, and neither do the families, but right. The rest of us are having a grand time.
Explain drunken
Marco Polo. But the bad part is when you play it and other people play it as well.
Oh, then it gets hard. Yeah.
It gets really difficult. Like, all of a sudden you're like, Marco, and then you go around the corner, you're like, you're not her.
Not
yeah,
you.
No. That we had that happen during one, especially... vigorous game.
Drunken
game Marco Polo in the grocery store.
We've started the children early on that. Like, that's how we find each other. We get separated in a store all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
At the, like, the Safeway or something, some store along Bayside, and there was four of us just trashed, and we were all just done being in the store, and no one could remember why we were there, what they were supposed to be buying. And I can't remember if it was Rob or Justin that, like, started yelling out Marco in the store, and I just thought it was so funny, and then we just started running from each other because we were so trashed that then we forgot we were supposed to be leaving the store.
I can't get out!
And then other people started playing. Yeah, other people started playing in the store, and it just got nuts. And we were chased out of Estora.
Estora.
That's funny.
La tienda.
Oh.
Oh, so there you go.
Limonada.
So there's all that.
Oh, if I could have called into that show live.
Yep.
There's a regret.
Well, maybe not a regret, just a missed opportunity.
Not for, not for them, for you.
No,
they're probably fine.
They're like, ooh, thank God. This
I think they're real glad it probably worked out that
no
way.
No phones that day.
Yep.
I think that would have been very funny to have you or Buddy call in, because he was very on top of that as well. Like, different things that he'd pick up on from you, and he'd just get pissed. Like, really? Why? And... like, just let it go. But you guys could not let it go. It was fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. Yeah. Move a can in your cupboard there, bitch. Miss Let It Go.
No. Oh, no. If it were important to me, I would have been on it as well. I would have been the same way, but it just isn't because I don't understand.
I just didn't want you to get it all the way up the cross and get the nails in before I stop.
Not at all.
Wait a minute.
It was very fun to listen to those two. That's all I was saying.
Why? You got to bring up old shit.
Right. I mean, for real.
I mean, a fight's not fun if you can't have it four more times.
Right. God.
It wasn't worth fighting about if you can't bring it up over and over again.
Jeez.
My goodness.
All valid points all the way around. 7:32. It is. It's the show on Q Talk America. We're coming right back with headlines. And then Jeannie's going to bring in some more booze and we're going to drink, because that's what we do right here on Q Talk America. Hit this.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
And now, we dance.
Here we are with headlines on a Tuesday night. It's always a Tuesday night because that's the only goddamn night we're on. So here you go. Get ready. Hang on. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Hold on.
Laser cat yearbook photos.
Pizza fucker.
Death in a drive-thru.
No means yes.
Girl sleepwalks 3 miles.
Chick fill fuck off.
Man steals whiskey and then drunk dials 911.
Let's sterilize Russell Pierce.
And pranksters leave junk on the field. These and other stimulating stories coming to you right now, plus our next cocktail from Ginny. Oh, before we get into the headlines now, what do we have here, darling?
Well, let me grab the last two.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You can't, it's an all skate.
You can't.
Stand by. So then what I'm guessing I'm going to do at the end of this is I'm going to pour all the leftovers of every one of them into one cup and just drink all of it.
Ooh. Oh, another fine choice.
We'll see.
Mm. Not a good choice.
No. Oh, not with the Bloody Mary.
No, yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, this is like, now what do you call that? What's the name of this one?
This one is the Blanche DuBois on Prozac.
Okay.
Ooh. So this is a Deep Eddy sweet tea with a little bit of peach schnapps and fresh lemonade and a fresh squeeze of lemon.
Okay, you snuck peach into my life, so
yeah. How do you feel about that?
I can't smell it or taste it at all. Thank
God. Good.
Well, Michael's tasting before I bring him in, so he's letting me know. Like,
oh, good. So about 10:15, we're gonna walk out. He'll be laying on the floor, plastered. The cats will be rubbing up against him, going, "Pet me, pet me."
Yeah, I've always relied upon the kindness of strangers.
So, what was it? Do you remember the drink that you had me taste last night?
It was just Deep Eddy and lemonade.
Okay, got it. Because that was really good, too.
Stacey's lemonade, it's a little bit sugary, so I try to use, like, something that's not as it's just simply lemonade is okay,
this
in
is,
it.
This, you can just drink, like, water. Like, yeah. That's good. I'm not mad at that.
And obviously, you laid low on the peach, because if I could smell I couldn't drink it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's my only, like...
You're the picky one of the girls.
Well, it's just peaches and olives. And grapefruit.
And grapefruit.
Yeah.
No, clearly. Well... Well, Sara, thank you for the cocktails. These are lovely. We're going right along. This is our headline segment of the show, Jenny, where we read charming stories, mostly real, and then we comment accordingly. Draven Rodriguez wanted something far more unique for his run-of-the-mill high school yearbook portrait, so he said that what he wanted was a photo his friends would always remember. So he did what you normally would do. He hired a photographer, grabbed his cat named Mr. Bigglesworth, and then added some pink and blue lasers. Well, and there you now have what is this.
Looks like a good time.
There is an online petition drive on iPetitions.com, which had
usually have telethons for people like this.
Let me show. And I've got the picture.
Look. Oh, no. For people like this. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I did.
So there's the picture of him that he's chosen.
That looks like my 1992 junior high photo.
Yes.
Without the cat, obviously.
Yes. So there's an online petition drive on iPetitions.com, which had initially had a goal of only 500 signatures, but as I looked today before we went on the air, 7,000 people have signed to get this picture in the yearbook. They've actually done it.
Oh, I'll sign that. I want him to be remembered forever as...
According to...
Kitty boy.
There's on a the lesson spectrum. Here. We're going to get to this. Bookmark that. Go ahead.
Okay. According to the school district spokesman, Karen Corona, the image with the cat has not officially been submitted as the senior photo for the yearbook. The deadline, however, was Monday. It was yesterday. She told the USA Today Network via email that it, quote, would not be acceptable for the senior portrait section, and students do not have to have an image in that section anyway.
When did she become Vincent Price?
I don't know. I just had to pick her
up.
But
I like it. I like that.
Complete with accents.
The photo in question can be submitted and printed in other areas of the yearbook. Rodriguez posted on
Weird Things with Cats is a section.
Rodriguez posted on the petition's website, to clarify, the school has not yet declined the photo. This is my preemptive strike just in case such a thing were to happen. I want as many backers as possible for the deadline.
All right, back to liking this guy.
Oh, the moral of this story is, in order to go viral, you need cats. So we need to get Maggie and Marty on the payroll.
There you go.
Okay.
Take some pictures.
Yeah.
Bam.
And there it is.
The show with Clayton McKee is all of a sudden
we're on Ellen. Yeah.
Yeah. I say
put a propeller on four of those cats' paws and just shoot them off to Ellen.
Well, that goddamn Margie Mack, my mom's cat, I'm telling you, let's do that.
That might take extra propellers.
Oh, you have no idea. It's 747 because she's about as big as this table. That part of the thing.
Sold. Yeah.
Done.
Let's
so
get
we
some
have
lasers
three.
And some propellers. We need a photographer and
we're
a petition.
There.
We got it.
We're going
done.
National.
Figure it all out.
Yeah. Done.
We're going by
podcast them. Kitties.
No, I do not want to be part of that. I don't even like who's going to show up to that kind of shit.
There's a poll involved.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Maybe a Swede. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, now you remember.
I do enjoy the Swedes.
You remember, folks? We've still got that.
Oh, that's right.
Dancing cats. Yeah.
They're adorbs.
They're loved.
That's what happens to me every adorbs. Time I try and work. Like, I sit down at my house and try and get something accomplished, and a half an hour later, I'm watching cats on YouTube.
Yeah.
Did you see the tennis cats?
No.
Yes.
The tennis cats are adorable. They're three orange marmy, like little stripy cats, and they're doing the same thing at the same time, and then at minute, 13, they're like, and everybody's like, jump for joy. It's adorable. It's cute. But
yeah. How drunk were you?
It was fixed? Not the cats.
You don't know.
No,
we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't
know.
You are right. You are right.
Of course I'm drunk when I'm watching cat videos. That's the best time to watch them.
I just wanted clarification for the audience.
Watching them sober is like just Saturday morning in bed for me.
Nobody in our audience knows you. I want to make sure we have clarification on the state of mind you were in during this cat fest.
Cat It's Saturday on the Chive every Saturday morning before I get out of bed.
Richard says, my God, that looks sad. His best friend is his cat and his left hand. Yeah.
Not that cat's probably way more loyal than some of his friends.
Probably so. He said that he wanted to be remembered as the guy who liked the internet. That's what it said in the story.
Yeah,
that's
I'm keeping a shame. This.
Yeah, we need to frame that along with Al's.
Nothing says I like the internet more than posing with laser pussy. You know what I mean? Christ almighty, people are stupid.
That kid's got it figured out. Oh. He has realized what it's about.
It's good
but
stuff.
You're right, Kat. He went viral on this thing.
Maggie and Morty, get him on the payroll. Come
I just
on,
love the fact that he was going for 500 and has have less check. It's over 7,000 people have decided, I want you make it the cover.
Right. Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
What Al just put? Did you?
No.
I'm like, whenever someone says to me, oh, my pet's my best friend. Oh, we're going to keep sharp things away from you because suicide's the next step. You should meet people next. Try them.
I think the cat.
You and
be
Mr.
Better.
Bigglesworth going on a date, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your buddy?
You take that fucker to the movie and it meows.
Yeah.
It's we're now done. A Korean grocer.
I don't know if they allow that.
Continue on, Mark.
So, you know,
bye, Korea. Thanks for playing.
We miss you.
So Aaron ordered a pizza tonight for dinner.
Oh.
And now, honey, I apologize if you're listening, but. Uh-oh. Then I found this article, and it disturbed me. It's about a pizza fucker. A Georgetown teenager. He's 18 years old.
We have to
and
stop
he got
this.
He got yeah. mad at someone for ordering right before closing. And the guy walks in, and it's one of those, you know, you kind of come get
Little
the pizza.
Caesars, yeah.
And, you know, oh. Something, yeah. And it, but this is a felony. There's a felony complaint because of tampering with a consumer product. He rubbed his privates on the customer's pizza. And as
before
the,
or after it was cooked?
How did he know this?
After.
Right, that, okay.
When
that's
when he
my,
walked
always
in.
Because he probably posted
when
it on Facebook.
The guy walked in. No.
Oh.
The guy walks in to pick up the pizza, Papa Murphy style.
Not cooked yet.
And finds this guy, the Simmons, rubbing his testicles on the family-sized pizza that was ordered. Oh my God!
Those are some big testicles.
Those are seriously
some based on right there.
Maybe it was probably just on the crust.
My testicles are family size.
It was stuffed crust.
My testicles are so big.
The customer
We're learning more about Jenny.
That he was 18. That he asked the guy that he was 18, and he said, "So you're old enough." This is the line that I kind of went. So this stuff is real. The guy says, "So you're old enough to know better than put your balls on someone's pizza." Right? And I thought, yeah. And I'm not
pizza,
eating
pizza.
That. I know, right? Balls. I thought, no. So,
now, Brian S. asked a yes. pertinent question.
Yes.
Did he order the meat lovers?
Nope. The meatballs.
Fair point.
He had the meatballs.
That was good, Brian.
Yeah, exactly.
Well played. Is there a GoFundMe for his defense? Because I really want to.
But it's now the stuffed crust.
To the balls on pizza.
Yeah. No,
two
right?
for one special.
Yeah, exactly. Are there tokens with that?
Yeah.
Now, of course, Papa Murphy's lets everybody know.
I want to kick ass at skee ball after I get
I want to get that.
Give me a bite of that pizza. Skee ball.
I want the full ball experience here, people. I want a skee ball. I want them on my pizza.
I would like to have a large pepperoni hold the ball.
I want to cradle them gently in my hand. Let's just go the whole way. Bring the doll out again.
In the event that my mother's listening, yes. I'm so sorry.
In the event that you're listening, it only gets worse. Oh. We haven't even said cunt yet.
No,
oh!
No.
Whoops.
There we are.
So.
Bye, Mom.
This so gentleman. Okay, so, good night, then. The gentleman was fired.
Enjoy Korea.
Oddly.
Yeah.
Right? And Papa Murphy says that they are strict. Maintaining their pizza standards.
They have a no-ball policy.
No, they have a no-ball policy. No sexual organs shall be rubbed on these pies. You leave my pie out of it, is what I said.
I think
anyway,
Papa John's had the opposite.
The teen told detectives he would have probably given the pizza to the customer if he hadn't been caught. Simmons was released from the Williamson County Jail after posting bond. If convicted of the felony, this kind of with a lot of things going on right now, I thought was interesting. He faces between 2 and 20 years and a fine not to exceed $10,000.
Wow. Yeah, less more than for murder.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, everybody. Put it in perspective, people.
I was like, whoa, when I saw the fine and the possible jail time.
Have you never seen the movie Waiting?
No. Yeah. I've not ever heard of it.
With Ryan.
Has anybody not served in this group?
Yeah, I have.
Well, I take that back. I used to work at a Showbiz Pizza place, and I kind of did.
Oh, my God. But, I love Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah. But not
Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah,
really,
that's awesome.
Dating
with the Rock of Fire explosion.
Oh yeah,
I'm with old.
Me too. That's where I had my birthdays.
Oh,
you were probably working here at that time.
Yeah. Probably
like,
did.
Like, was it was a clown. I know you.
You were right next
you
to
were
dancing
the bear.
Monkeys.
Bear.
Yeah,
you
my were the brother bear. Is still in therapy.
Billy Bob the Bear.
Yeah.
The Rock
I have
of Fire
picture
explosion.
With Billy Bob the Bear.
No, but if you think about it,
I also had a perm, and it was up here and real permed around the edges.
I've seen your Facebook.
I'm just saying. Fuck off.
I know.
Maybe not that photo.
Maybe not that one, but I've seen some.
Some. Sorry.
All right, so tell us about your party.
Carry on.
No, what you were going to say something about serving.
Oh, well, the movie Waiting. Like, if you've ever seen it, you've ever been a server, you totally get it. As in, you have these asshole customers, you have people that come in and just, like, honestly, just want to come in to bitch.
Okay. Yeah.
You cannot please them. They sit down and you can be the nicest server, you could tell them everything they want to know, and they're like that little cunt that, like, literally goes, I ordered it medium rare and sticks your thumb in it. Well, they take it back to the kitchen, and they freaking do their thing.
Mm.
And she cuts into it, and every single person that saw that scene, once she bites in, everybody went, oh, yeah, I've been there. Oh, no, exactly what they're doing. As you're watching this customer with the dandruff gravy and the full, you know, steak, and oh, yeah, it's bad. Dropped on the floor, jizzed on, whatever. And she
I didn't know how well you were going to fit into the show, but you really have
you know all the words.
You really are coming along.
But it was one of those scenes that anybody that's been a server, been a bartender, ever worked in the business, you just go, yeah, that happens. And when she takes that delicious bite, goes, it's perfect. You're like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
You have no idea what your little redone steak just happened.
As someone still in the service industry, I must say I've never seen anything like that happen.
I just remember.
You only sling drinks, though, no longer food.
Ah.
Yeah, that's true. Only drinks.
When I
bar mat shots.
When I worked at Taco Bell, it was back during the 59-cent taco days, and people would complain. And I didn't get
it's
it.
59 cents.
It was kind of my comment. I'm like, it's less than
a dollar.
Right? Just eat it and shut up. If you want a fancy taco, they're called restaurants. Go find one.
You're in a car in a drive-thru. Move along.
Exactly. We shove this in a paper bag out a window at you. Your quality concerns are not valid, sir or ma'am.
Yes. You're not even stopping. You're rolling and we're handing it to you. Keep
you
going.
You came to a place where I, as a teenager, took a job. Please lower your standards immediately.
Well, actually, the place gave you a job. It's very more of a concern.
These might be strong.
They're good.
Do you think?
Not to be outdone by bad pizza or balls on a pizza. A Saginaw, Michigan funeral home is offering an unusual new convenience for mourners. It's called the drive-through viewing window. Paradise Funeral Chapel has installed a window that displays a body inside the building.
Oh,
curtains over the window automatically open when the car pulls up, and mourners get 3 minutes to view the body as music plays overhead.
Tune it in on your radio, man.
President Ivan Phillips says people...
You got to put the speaker and hang it on your window. Like a drive.
It's like the drive-in, yes.
Right.
Please turn to
92.3. Yes.
Yes.
It's the only station I know.
President Ivan Phillips says that many people are afraid of funeral homes, and he says his drive-thru allows people who might not otherwise visit the funeral home to honor the deceased an opportunity to do so. Phillips says that it's up to each family to decide if they want to use the window services or not.
Oh,
his business also offers a silver horse-drawn carriage to bring the dead to the nearby cemeteries. At least three other U.S. funeral homes
offer... And they'll stop it at a McDonald's just so the dead gets the drive-thru experience, too.
Jeez. Three other funeral homes in the U.S. Currently have drive-thru service. Phillips said that he had the idea for many years, but a particular incident pushed him to make it a reality in his own funeral home. An elderly woman in a nursing home could not make it inside the chapel to attend her own husband's funeral. She would have got the chance to see him if we had had this done earlier.
Aww.
Really?
Keep him on ice till she can get through to the drive-thru.
I don't know what the issue was with her getting into the deal. They didn't say that in the story, but I'm just curious to know.
Well, what state is this in?
That was in Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay, so a lot of those like older places are old homes that wouldn't have like handicap accessible. And if it was long enough ago that the drive-thru was a new invention that might have been, but didn't have handicap. But I always, now my initial clue thought too much vodka.
No, two more to go. No such
thing. Oh, I know.
You're fine. You're fine.
I will persevere. What? Oh, so old funeral homes used to have like three viewing rooms, so you would have to know like which dead body you were going to take a look at.
Right.
So I could just imagine, like, did you have to go to the menu and be like, I'd like to see Mrs. Perkins in room one, you know what I mean? And like the curtain
and then
opens,
be like, oh my god, that's
like, oh, we're all dead person. Oh,
I
no.
think that's what they call witnessing the body.
Exactly. I'd like to
identifying the body. Yeah. I think that's what that's called.
Yeah.
Pick your dead relative out of these three choices.
What's behind door number one?
And I would just like it if the
how close were you to Aunt Minnie?
Not mine.
I just want. I want the curtains to open and the caskets just kind of all tilt up one by one. Kind of like a duck shooting range. You'll just kind of pop out.
Remember when we did the like story whack-a-mole? About the people that are being posed for their...
Oh, remember? They, like, wasn't he in a bar? Did they set him
gal?
Up in a bar?
Yeah.
Oh,
and one gal
that.
Was like... It was like fucking taxidermy. Like, she was sitting there and she had the hat on and always had a cigarette and it was like lit when people came.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
No, no.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
the socialite that died.
Mildred still smoking. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
In the afterlife, she's very
absolutely.
Happy.
Absolutely. She was thrilled.
That's the thing. Like, you go for closure to, like, see that they're dead and say goodbye to them. If she's still sitting up smoking a cigarette, well, I guess I'll see you next week because you don't. Yeah. You seem to be in the same place.
Normal. Fine.
Yeah.
Like
thanks, Bernie.
That awful ad that you see around town, I forget who it is, the mortuary, but it's like, for $529.66, we'll cremate you.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Oh, it's yeah, but
I wrote the number
it's like big billboards.
I haven't seen that.
On the way out.
You know what that tells you?
On the way
our
to
cash
Vegas.
Register has pennies.
Right.
That's all that that
we
ad
will
says
burn
to
you,
me.
Cream you, bury you for $526 for 99 cents.
Well,
different service.
And one disgruntled 18-year-old could have put his testicles right on your family fortune.
Talk about getting teabagged right after you die. I mean,
because you died near closing time.
God damn it, it's late.
Well, the furnace is already hot. Crank her in there.
Exactly. Cook her on the other one.
Half off because it's not fully heated up.
What are they going to do? Identify the ashes? Put them in two different canisters.
50-50.
Put in a Folgers can, it's fine.
God.
Turn it up to 600.
Oh, well, there's a good man. Well, that was really difficult to say because I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. And
that fucker.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. Really, no means yes if you know how to spot it. According to Rush, sexual conduct policies stifle romance. Because sometimes no means yes if you know how to spot it. Last week, the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights ended its Title IX investigation of Ohio State University when the school agreed to strengthen these sexual assault policies. Limbaugh, however, said agreeing to consent takes all the romance out of everything. Seduction used to be an art. Oh, my God, the idea of Rush Limbaugh trying to seduce somebody.
Well, he's down in Puerto Rico buying drugs and seducing prostitutes.
Didn't he serve his wife cancer papers or divorce papers?
No, that's the other fact.
That's Newt Gingrich.
Oh, Newt Gingrich, yeah. Sorry.
Similar, but different.
Got it.
Yeah. No, Rush was seducing some, what's the medication?
Oxycodone.
But
he was down in the nether regions of the Caribbean buying hookers.
Oh, correct. Yeah, he's a neat one.
And then but blaming it on the drugs.
There's a lot of romancing during that
cash
exchange.
He's a neat one.
That's
seductress. Yeah.
This is the fat fuck that used to say that there should be no rehabilitation for drug users. That
that's
drug
right.
users should just go to jail for 20 years. Mm-hmm. He believed in the Rockefeller laws. Mm-hmm. And then
he got
caught, and all of a sudden he was like, oh.
I should go to treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now it's real, real good. Seduction, as he had said, used to be an art. Now, of course, it's prudish. It's predatory. It's bad. The talker noted that the OSU rules described consent as the act of knowingly, actively, and voluntarily agreeing explicitly to engage in sexual activity.
All the way till penetration, including why we're having sex.
Why? Exactly. How many of you guys, he says, in your own experience with women, have learned that no means yes if you know how to spot it? Limbaugh, asked the male listeners. I'm probably, well, let me tell you something. In this modern world, that's not tolerated. People aren't even going to try to understand that one. It used to be cliche. It used to be part of the advice that young boys were given. The idea of no means no.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's saying that now for every step of every act, from kissing to touching to anything, you have to ask and you have to get consent. So therefore, it used to be you could get the signs.
Could you notarize this, please, before we go any further?
Right.
Please.
Exactly.
Can you sign here? Press hard. You're making copies.
Exactly. But if you're in college, yes, do that. Like, you got to... Because all these frat parties, these people that don't know how to handle the liquor. I say it all the time. They don't know how to handle their liquor because they've been drinking Robitussin until they got away from their parents.
Or butt chugging.
Yeah, they're butt chugging because no one has taught them to handle a drink responsibly.
Oh, why you got to look at me when you say that?
It was last week's show.
No, but it honestly is one of those things. So then you, and these people are making decisions based on like not knowing how to handle their liquor. Sure. So yes, if you're at a frat party, you need to keep asking her, "Do you know what we're doing?" Mm-hmm. Yes, that's legitimate.
I think and for everything that's happened,
because as you're drinking, that's exactly what you're asking somebody.
What do you mean?
I get it because no one on either side is actually thinking those things.
Yeah, I mean that's when these things are happening. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It is because they write these rules, and then I don't know. How do you implement these rules?
I just
rule number one: if she's so drunk she can't stand up, it means no.
It means no. Right.
But what
right.
if he's then so drunk?
That means don't pursue it any further.
Right.
Be a gentleman. Go jerk off. You know what I mean?
Rule number one:
not on a pizza.
Right. Or maybe on a pizza.
Maybe
that'll be the release.
Satisfy yourself.
Yeah, right. Worst things have happened in frat houses and to pizzas, as we've learned.
Right.
So, listening to Rush Limbaugh, no means no.
Right.
Just no. Don't. He's a dickwad.
I know. My headline was Rush Limbaugh, such a cutie.
Such a cutie. We like him. He's neat.
I read that story and I'm like, how is this fat fuck still on the air?
Seriously.
I don't know.
Seriously.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Well, a young girl who had dreamed that her house was on fire sleepwalked 3 miles to escape the nightmare and arrived unharmed. Theo Robertson is a 4-year-old girl. She said that she could remember putting on her boots and unlocking the door in her dream before setting off on a stormy Sunday night and taking a 3-mile walk.
Wow.
Wearing just her underwear and boots, police found the girl in... Honningsvåg, Norway, when she was spotted by local people who reported that there was this girl.
She made it all the way to Norway?
She was already in Norway.
It's a long walk.
Topless and in boots? That looks
it's
fabulous.
Norway. Yeah,
already?
Exactly.
I'm fabulously intrigued by this little girl.
That's my go-to outfit suggestion. What should I wear tonight? Cowboy boots and a smile.
Yep.
Done.
She had been staying with her aunt.
Work it.
She had been staying at her aunt Christine's house with her two other younger siblings while her mother was away on vacation.
Now, where's Uncle Christine in this story? Because this just got really suspicious.
Out buying pizza.
We're in Norway with an aunt.
He was at Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
Miss Sorensen told the local newspaper that I ran into the bedroom and was devastated when I saw that she wasn't lying in her bed. Despite walking through the storm with hardly any clothes on, she arrived at her destination unharmed.
Wow.
3 miles. Now, and I just was reminded that, was it last week? A gentleman, I don't recall where he was camping, in the middle of the night, walked and fell off a cliff and fell 60 feet. And they had to air vacuum out of wherever the hell he was camping. But I it's just funny. I was just going to ask, does anybody here, is sleepwalking, has that ever been part of your life?
I did when I was little.
Did you, really?
Yeah. I did quite a bit when I was little.
I have an aunt that used to, and I don't know if she does anymore, but she used to a long time ago, but... I've never experienced sleepwalking.
Only on drugs.
I mean, I've been people who are wasted and, they're about out of it, but not actual sleepwalking.
No.
Huh, cool. Oh, well, I just was curious. No? No means no, Marnie?
No means no.
I was just going to say, on terrifying. Any college campus, she'd have never arrived unharmed.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
She did three dates and consensual sex with a lot of people.
Right.
Whoops.
How old was she? How bad was that comment?
Not really sure.
Bad.
Oh, my God. So we've made it through 2 cocktails so far. We've got 2 more to go, which we will do probably in hour 2. It's coming up right after this. Al Perkins is going to give us our drinking word. We continue on with our headlines. Coming up a little bit later, entertainment news, and then sports and other stuff with Kat Carlson. Our friend, it's Kat, Marnie, Al.
Like
I'm Clayton McKee. Jeannie is here with us, giving us our booze on this Tuesday night. Stick around. We'll be back in just, I don't know, like 60 seconds. So just sit there, would you?
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America. This is Hugh Talk America.
following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again, everybody. It is 8 o'clock, beginning of hour two on this Tuesday night. You're in Studio C with us. This is The Show on Q Talk America. We come to you live each and every Tuesday. Well, most of them. Sometimes we don't. We take off and we do other stuff. But mostly we're here. I'm here with Kat Carlson, Marnie Wire, Al Perkins. Our lovely in-studio guest bartender this week is stepped out to make more, I guess. So she'll be joining us again. We're drinking Deep Eddy vodka beverages tonight, courtesy of her. She's a liquor rep from an unnamed source here in town. But it's lovely just to have people come in and bring booze and do that.
I'll try shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's delicious as well.
I'm not mad at all.
Well, I've got something that has peach in it in my mouth. Yeah.
And you're okay with it.
And you're drinking it.
Yeah, because I honestly can't smell or taste it. Does anybody else smell or taste the peach?
I can taste it.
I think it's lovely. Whatever
it is. It's wonderful.
It's there just like a little bit. Like a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just a flavor tea.
And I don't think that Michael knows that about me to have stopped that madness.
Sure. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe he does.
We know a lot of things about a lot of different people. It's the beginning of hour two. That means it's time for our drinking word. And here is the disclaimer. As soon as I hit the button. Like that.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking phrase today is dirty talking.
Dirty talking?
Dirty talking or dirty docking? What?
Dirty talking.
Dirty talking.
Wow. It's just something that I don't know how Doug and Renee and I got that phrase going 3 decades ago when we first met. It's based on the mother from Harold and Maude's accent and just always trying to do something from Harold and Maude. And one of the things was somebody was swearing one day, we're like, dirty talking.
I'm sure I'll go.
We're going to figure familiar it out. With this. We're going to figure it out.
Anytime somebody says something, dirty talking.
Harold and Maude, dirty talking. All right.
And the best part is Vivian Pickles actually doesn't say that, but we've taken such liberty with the character of Harold's mother over the years that we've just given her all kinds of dialogue.
New words, new scenes, whole new scenes.
Harold and Maude. Because
I was just gonna, I was just gonna YouTube Harold and Maude dirty talking. No. Not gonna be there.
No, because we made it, and that's one of the things that not knowing, well, they knew each other. I didn't know them. That one of the first things that we bonded over was within an hour we all had fallen into talking like Vivian Pickles from Harold and Maude. Well, that's just good planning. She's a rocket scientist with a backup degree in home economics. Well, that's just good planning. She supplies food and grain to the entire Southwest. Well, not the entire Southwest.
Okay. Marnie, to your story. I have to look up this.
I can't believe Harold and Maude is one of the funniest movies, but the mother.
I said that a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, the mother is hysterical. Well, he does need a certain divertissement. Because she's always canceling. She's always speaking fake French, and she's laying on the couch doing nothing and cancel my appointment with Renee. It's been an absolutely fretful day. Dirty talking.
Dirty talking.
So you got it.
Thank you. Now listen to enough. I get these things, sir or ma'am. Chick-fil fuck you.
Yeah,
is really what it comes down to for this next story, because it's kind of a little bit of a two-parter. One is very happy.
He's
fuck
dead.
You, Chick-fil-A. Oh no,
the chicken
the
died.
Dead part. We love the owner. Well, let me rephrase all that. the owner of Chick-fil-A died. Yeah. The founder.
Yeah.
His son is the douche. Right, yes. Dan? Is it Dan, Kathy, or something? Bullshit?
Yes.
Douchebag, Kathy?
Dirty talk.
Dirty talk.
Bad planning.
The one is a good point, and the other just proves Chick-fil-A. California's Ventura High School scraps Chick-fil-A from a fundraiser, citing the chain's gay marriage stance as the reason. Ventura High School nixed a student-run booster club's plan to sell Chick-fil-A sandwiches during a back-to-school night because the restaurant's chain's controversial stance on same-sex marriage. It was the football club team, but their club that they have was sponsoring this, and they were. She wanted to keep outside organizations from selling her advertising during this September 10th event, but the firestorm that erupted in 2012 from Chick-fil-A president Dan Cathy confirming the support of the biblical definition of the family unit was really what kind of pushed everyone over the edge. But it was everyone. It was the principal, this Val Wyatt, and bigger person. I can't find it.
Huge person.
No. Not large.
Grossly
like
obese.
Moi.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting in the shower.
So
what
sorry.
Are things I've seen in Circle K?
Come on. Keep going.
People at Walmart.
I am so sorry.
Would you like the student council.
Would you like to stand up and act it out?
Oh, I love charades.
Like, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
But some big person didn't like it either.
The principal? Like a governing board. No, the principal is the one that came out against
the Board of Education.
It. Yeah, we'll
Superintendent.
Call that.
Superintendent!
I said that already.
Oh, my God.
I didn't listen to you, but I liked her.
We went all the way around the world for that to get to the super?
I couldn't think of the word, and it stopped.
Stopped off topless in Holland.
Anyway, so, but that that was a really good
Norway.
Thing. They stepped up. They said no. The same day, a story came out about Chick-fil-A that a breast cancer survivor was demoted after having surgery. In Colorado, there was a Chick-fil-A employee whose insurance, hours, and leadership role was cut after she took time off to get a double mastectomy.
Oh.
She had double breast cancer in both breasts. And she explained that she'd relocated with her kids from Indiana to take the job of shift manager late last year before being diagnosed. Once she was diagnosed, the company stated through a lawyer confirmed to MSNBC that they had offered to pay her health insurance premiums while she was on unpaid leave for the surgery. When she returned from weeks of recovery, she was met with a nice little surprise of losing her job as manager. Her hours were being slashed more than half. Her pay was being docked from $14 to $10 an hour, and she was losing health benefits.
Jeez.
Right? The company said she was demoted because of poor performance and a management restructuring. Funny how you don't know that before you leave, and there are all these other these other issues. What else could it be? I'm receiving my bills now from surgery. They're astronomical. She's wondering, is that raising premiums for her? She's worried about future surgeries. They said, no. It's she wasn't being discriminated against. So what we're going to do is this. We'll give her 30 to 35 hours. We'll bump those up again. And because her health is improving, so that's good. And they're saying that they'll go ahead and, we'll seek out medical coverage and try to help her out a little bit so that they look better. We don't want to appear callous, they said. The Chick-fil-A here in Larkridge is supportive of cancer organizations in a number of ways. We like gay people. I mean, right? Like,
yeah.
I know
dirty
some,
talk.
I know dirty talk.
Dirty talking.
I know some
gay people. These chick fuckers. There's just reason to eat that shitty chicken.
No. Or those waffle fries that are supposedly the big deal.
And unless you live somewhere where that it's either that or starvation, there's just no reason to, especially here at 16th Street and
Camelback.
There is no reason to pull into an institution that does this kind of bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. Unlike similar fast food chains, Chick-fil-A promises that their business is run with Christian values.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
Good they put, Christian white yeah. people values.
Yeah, exactly.
They close the chain on
where
Sundays.
Where no one gets breast cancer.
And I thought they were owned by Mormons.
No. No, they're not Mormon.
They're not?
I actually thought that they were as well.
I always grew up thinking that they were because they were closed on Sundays.
Yeah, no.
I always thought that they were as well.
No.
Okay. They put biblical verses on styrofoam cups. I did not realize that.
Yes.
Because I've not ever been, so I don't pay any attention. And at one point, funding the anti-gay marriage organizations and advocating for Prop 8. Still, the companies are run and owned by individuals, and so the individuals at this particular Chick-fil-A didn't respond.
The franchisee.
And you know, franchisee. When you're already,
they must have called them on a Sunday, maybe.
When you're already this deep in shit.
Dirty talk.
Don't go after, you know what I mean? Don't make your next target breast cancer. You know what I mean?
What a horrible... I mean, and it was a symptom of restructuring, they said. She wasn't fired. It was a symptom of restructuring.
Yeah. And you know, when you start getting into that kind of dirty talking, you're just...
Dirty talk.
Just making shit up.
It's just
a filthy company. That's all it is.
It really is.
They're just a filthy people.
And they hide behind God. And that pisses me off.
No, me too.
They hide behind a book. And his robes.
Now, speaking of good, clean living...
Dirty talk.
What are we enjoying now, Jenny? This lovely cocktail?
Cocktail.
So this is the Joan Crawford Angry Cranberry without a wire hanger.
Okay.
This is the Angry Cranberry?
It is the Angry Cranberry. It is straight up pure alcohol.
Yep.
It is
Except for that
shot.
That ice that's in there.
Are we running out of ice? Because the first cocktail was chock full.
It's not supposed to have ice. I just want to make sure it was cold so it tasted.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it is a
shot. This is beer.
This is the beer cocktail.
Okay.
So this is a shot of Deep Eddy Cranberry. Cranberry is made out of Massachusetts. And mashed and sent over to Austin, Texas, and mixed with the Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Cider.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Michael's really liking this. Told him he can get it at Stacy's. I'm letting your roommate know what I'm making. He's tasting.
Sure.
So.
He's still sitting upright in the other room?
He does really like this cocktail, so.
He's got one eye kind of.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous on this one for him, but I'm going to do a trade
on this one.
It is dangerous because it is straight alcohol, but it is delicious, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. It's lovely. It really is.
Love me so far, alcohol. Everything,
it's been a big success, except I'm not onto that yet.
Oh, maybe I'll drink that. I think I'm going to switch. Well, no.
Well, we'll wait till we do the grapefruit. Yeah. Then you could go to the J.R. Ewing.
Yeah, again.
There's that.
Oh, the J.R. Ewing.
That's what it is. It's a different whiskey.
Exactly.
That's fucking awesome.
It's a whiskey that she brought because she's trying to get me out of Crown.
Yes, I'm going to find a whiskey.
How's that working?
It's not going to work very well.
Clayton's not going to shoot J.R. today.
No, but thank you.
You are not Marianne. Crosby?
I don't know.
Mary Crosby is the one who shot him.
I'm not that old.
Well, we're going to travel over to my home state of Missouri. Missouri authorities have charged a man who they say stole whiskey from a convenience store and then later made a drunken 911 call referencing the theft. The Springfield News Leader reports that 34-year-old Timothy Henderson was arrested in connection with the September 7th incident. He is charged with theft, second-degree assault, and resisting arrest. Now, police say an employee of the local Come and Go convenience store confronted Henderson as he walked out of the store with a bottle of honey whiskey and two cans of hard cider. They said the employee was in front of Henderson's vehicle when he tried to leave the parking lot and attempted to run him over. Police say Henderson was drinking the whiskey when they found him after he called 911 a few hours later. He was released on $7,500 bond, and it wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney representing him.
Will there be a reenactment of said phone call?
We don't know what the call is.
That would be great.
Please, let's find it.
Crime scene footage, maybe, in the future.
It's my favoriteest thing ever.
We do a segment called Crime Scene Footage where we transcribe 911 calls and then we have to act them out.
I nearly wrecked my car at the first time, I swear to God.
Please invite me back for that one.
Complete with every European accent known to man in the same conversation.
Let me get you liquored up and get watch this, please.
Including parts of undiscovered Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, Clayton was like, can you do an English? No, well, maybe, I don't
Fake
know.
It.
Oh, but the second one we did when we made Katie and Al do it.
Forget
it. And she's like, well, what's your name, sir? Reverend Lowdown.
And what were you accused of?
He was a drunk black man trying to get help from the like an ambulance or something. Yeah.
He couldn't tell where he lived. Oh,
very
my God.
Funny. What the hell's going on down there? I've been calling all day. Where are you? Seriously. I done told you. It's a townhome, not a condo. Damn it. What's your name? Reverend Lowdown. It was very, very funny.
Love to be invited back for one of those.
If we can get there.
Yeah. I'm now enjoying Deep Eddie Straight. I'm right in the Eddie.
Jump
straight into it.
This is nice, and I decided on a raspberry garnish because the raspberries are getting a little old too. So
raspberries. Lovely.
There's only so many raspberries you can eat in one sitting before it just becomes unsightly.
Snorting on the show, thank God.
There's everything on this show.
Usually we spit up a little bit. I'll go that way.
Dirty talk. I'm going to find that audio clip.
Back to the pub.
You have to go to the 80s and find me and Doug and Renee in a car. Because our other favorite expression is, you're a mean little girl. You are not coming to my birthday party. Whenever someone would say something bitchy. She's a mean little girl. I'm not inviting her to my birthday party.
I can so hear Doug Wilkie say that.
I can.
In both of those expressions, I don't know which one of the three of us said it and then all adopted it as our own.
Yeah, as your own, right.
People are always like, oh, you guys all sound the same. I'm like, no, we're all kind of just doing our Vivian Pickles imitation. Like, it's really not that.
You all sound the same.
We don't come from the same place.
Similar. Right?
Yes.
So when you talk about one douchebag being Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You should always then talk about another one
named Russell Pierce. Oh,
okay, local political figure.
He's our ass hat of the week.
Seriously, he wins the award.
Yeah.
He wins the award. After saying women on Medicare should be sterilized on his radio show.
From the people that don't believe in birth control. You gotta remember, this is the fucktard that doesn't believe in birth control. And the Republican people of, you know, fornication without procreation. Like, there's no such thing as sex without a baby. There's no reason to have sex unless you have a baby. They don't believe in birth control. This fucktard doesn't believe in birth control of any kind.
But now all of a sudden he wants to sterilize poor people.
Right. So the Republicans are... I'm just going to take this story from you. The Republicans are just like, wait. We don't believe in birth control. Like, we go to the Supreme Court to say that birth control is against our religion. Mm-hmm. And now you want to sterilize poor people. So now we're like... GOP has enough problem with poor people and women, and Arizona's kind of leaning like we're going to go blue soon. Not dirty talking, but blue Democratic, depending on your definition of going blue. So the Republican Party can't get out of their own way fast enough. They're like,
don't you talk.
He's a racist bigot, so of course we love him and we want him on our team, but we need women voting.
I need to interject.
51% of the population, we need
all them. A mistake.
Oh, yeah. He was quoted out of context, even though they said the whole sentence and played the whole broadcast.
It was written by someone else, and he failed to attribute it to the author. Mm. When he said, you put me in charge of Medicare, the first thing I do is get the female recipients. Norplant, birth control implants, or tubal ligations, he said. Then we'll test the recipients for drugs and alcohol, and if you want to reproduce or use drugs or alcohol, then get a job. Pierce said people out there who need help should get it from family, church, and community, not the government. According to the Washington Post, this is where he had failed to attribute it to the actual author of these words.
Right.
It was a mistake, he said. This mistake has been taken by the media and the left. Of course it has.
Of course it has.
And used to hurt our Republican candidates.
Because he thought he was talking into a closed mic to the legion of...
On
mouth
his radio
breathers,
show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's out there.
Fucktard of the week. It says me over and over again, not they or, you know, pronouns are hard. I get it. We've all learned that he, she,
you, me,
they.
Me.
These are tricky ideas.
Words.
Dirty talk.
And all he knows is brown people. You know what I mean? That's the only thing he's
brown
against.
Brown people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we just go tangentially to my second favorite story
of
the week?
That'd be lovely.
Scott Brown, former senator of Massachusetts, which, just count your blessings. You got voted a Republican senator of Massachusetts. You won the lottery. Go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No bigger miracle is going to happen in your lifetime. Now he's over in New Hampshire. Those people are fucking crazy. You know what I mean? They are left. He goes on Fox News with the one that really is a retard, Brian. Not douchehead on the left. But Brian, from you told me I could call him a retard last week. You granted me full permission to use the word. His name is Brian something.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they let him in prime time.
Oh,
the stupidity don't stop
and
in the morning.
I can't think of Brian's last name right now.
He went right to prime time and interviewed Scott Brown when
Brian
he won
Ross?
The primary. Whatever rhymes with I'm the stupidest human alive and still can
well,
talk.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah. I'm the stupidest.
Sounds like.
Sounds like.
I wonder who would come up. George W. I
bet. So he's interviewing Scott Brown about his primary win and the fact that he's going to be the first person to ever lose to two different women in two different states in senatorial races.
Right.
Because it's a it's almost a guaranteed win for Shahan. I can't think what her name is from New Hampshire.
Forgive me,
so
I'm the wrong one.
The stupid one is interviewing the other stupid one who just won the primary, and he says, I just love your concern for America's borders, even though you're not from a border state. It's just so refreshing to hear someone so far from the border. New Hampshire's on the border of a foreign fucking country, you two morons. There's a map of New Hampshire on the screen to your left.
Dirty talk.
What do you think's north of you?
Is it Brian? Is it
ice cream?
Kilmeade?
Santa Claus?
Canada?
North Michigan.
Where did all 19 terrorists that attacked the World Trade Center come from? Canada.
North Michigan.
Oh, my God.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but is it this Kilmeade?
Yeah, the one that's on Fox and Friends.
Yeah,
the one that you told me last week.
I know, but I couldn't think of his last name.
Oh,
I just knew who you were talking about.
But you have to see the interview when they congratulate each other on being guardians of a border nowhere near their state. Right near September 11th, where all 19 terrorists came in through an unguarded Canadian border.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was like, I'm going to have a stroke.
I just looked it up. I'm going to have to read through this.
And the picture of New Hampshire is literally on the screen to their left.
It's a green screen.
What is it that you think is north of America?
It's a green screen.
A loft?
Dirty talk.
Friendly people.
That's a Robin Williams. Robin Williams. Further North Dakota. Robin Williams said that funny joke. Canada's a really fun loft apartment over a great building.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Still dead.
Still dead.
I got my finger on his pulse. Anyway, oh my God, so I'm done being angry. But that was
I like
fantastic.
Angry.
Oh my God, those are two stupidest people.
You got 90 more minutes, so sit tight.
But how did Fox News not interject? Well, I mean, I know they have no fact checkers.
Excuse me. New Hampshire does
border a foreign country. Okay. It is an internet. Oh, that's called an international border.
This just in.
They didn't go to breaking news on that, did they, fuckers?
Breaking news. All the people on this station and watching are stupid.
We've just found out that New Hampshire is a border state, ladies and gentlemen.
So funny.
We go live to Hasselbeck for further comments.
Exactly. And now a blonde woman who's indistinguishable from her replacement.
She's far too busy.
When Fembot number two shows up, you can't tell.
Except for
Fembot on Pussy Cam. I swear to God, it's Celine Dion, who can only be filmed from the pussy up. They put the camera, they make the blonde Fembot wear the miniest mini skirt and then put the camera at her crotch.
Shut up.
So she's just playing peekaboo with you the whole fucking day.
Hasselbeck is way too busy. Yeah, continuity. Well
played. Continuity. Yes. That's nice.
I like it.
You're welcome. I've been working on that.
Hasselbeck would be way too busy comparing domestic violence and Benghazi at this point.
Exactly.
Because she's doing
that
now.
Who beat up Tanae Rice? Benghazi.
And goddamn that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
They were in the elevator too, yeah.
They were in the elevator too.
They were taking the elevator to Benghazi when they beat up Jenny Rice.
Dirty talk. Dirty talk. It was a black man that hit her, you know. No one can prove that it wasn't Barack.
Right.
This just in.
The lowest of, yeah, I'm going to walk away too. The lowest of the Fox and Friends totem pole of stupidity. Thank you, Meow Cal.
Okay, we're going to wrap up on this final story and headlines before we go into entertainment.
Official, I got trashed. How did that happen?
We're not done.
God
officials say a woman and her, let's get this. Officials say that a woman, her 16-year-old daughter, and her 17-year-old son are all suspected of using a grass killer in an attempt to create an image of the male genitalia across a Michigan high school football field. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department
says
it's
science. I'm going to go with that one.
I know something about this. So continue.
Oh, you do?
Male genitalia?
Well, this isn't
a little bit.
I couldn't find a picture online, but this is
a male genitalia.
No, but that's apparently what it looks like.
You're doing
it wrong. Oh, that's fun. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about the horrible scar that you got. Yeah. You might want to have a doctor look at that scar.
Prince Albert went real wrong.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says it's begun investigating the damage last week along with Bedford Public School officials. The Monroe News reports damage forced district officials to relocate all football games from the field to other fields in the city. Superintendent Mark Kleinhans tells the Detroit Free Press that replacing grass because of the very inappropriate, disgusting image will cost roughly $10,000. The Sheriff's Department says it questioned the three residents of Bedford Township, and investigators learned that they were trying to mimic a similar act that they'd seen online.
I thought you meant there's only three people in all of Bedford Township. We interviewed all three people that live there.
George
they
Bailey.
They seemed innocent, yeah.
Mary Bailey.
Whatever the little girl's name is.
Little Bailey.
Zuzu. Zuzu's pedal. Yeah.
Names were not immediately released, but the department says that all three are expected to face charges. Now let's.
One of them might jump into the water later.
They wasted their money. Plenty of salt would have done the exact same thing.
Mm.
Salt's way cheaper. Just table salt.
Is that all you had to add to that story?
That's all I had, yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
Wait. What did you do that knows that? Penis on grass. What did you do?
You don't know. I don't
you tell
don't
know me.
Stories. You don't know me.
Can't tell secrets.
Now, the one thing I can tell you from a story I may or may not have been a participant in is that Cheese Whiz does not come off a lawn.
Allegedly.
Oh. Dirty talk.
You cheese whiz the phrase, fuck you, asshat, onto a lawn. You got yourself a deal for quite some time.
Salt near me. I'm
excited now.
Why?
You got yourself a letter that keeps giving.
Why do you know that?
I can't say.
Well,
the internet.
Please, really?
Due to impending.
Both of you.
The statute limit. I'm pretty sure the statute limitations.
Yeah, that is the only time now a cheese whiz can has ever been in someone's hand that I knew.
Wait, are we talking like cheese whiz? Or are we talking like
spray
that crap
cheese?
Spray
easy cheese.
Totally different animals.
Totally.
I don't think generic foods were invented yet, so we're going to say it was trademark cheese whiz.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, nice. in the can where you had to get the
was
can
that a Nabisco product?
Yeah, that's the can.
Oh
opener
no,
line.
it came out of an aerosol.
Spray
I heard. I heard.
Sure.
Kraft spray
the
cheese.
Internet.
Mm-hmm. Was that Kraft or a Nabisco product?
Oh, I know.
Because I was thinking it was Nabisco because your family is deeply involved in the Nabisco.
I don't think this was Nabisco endorsed. They do not endorse dirty talk.
No. Not that you know of.
Not in cheese-inspired lawn messages.
Well, that wraps up our...
That's a cheesy message you left.
Oh, here we go again. All right. We were climbing and climbing, and then we just fell into fun town.
Down, dirty talk.
Oh, the heights we had almost seen.
This is the greatest experience.
We have wrapped up our entertainment section, so now let's get into... No. We wrapped up headlines. We're going into entertainment. So let's do that right now with Al Perkins, like this.
Well, there's a lot on here. Nurse Jackie canceled. Chris Pratt hosts Saturday Night Live. 23 Jump Street to go. Apple has $100 million to throw around. Gillian Anderson's back. Matt Damon's back. Toronto Film Festival happens. You know, that's all I'm going to talk about. Rihanna's kind of got a problem. I have a question about using Twitter. The View's back. Oh, and then Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes it into entertainment.
Yeah.
Not really.
Kind of. Dirty talk.
So this week, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I haven't seen today's because I went right to bed to be up for this charming adventure. The View is back. It's Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie Perez, and I always forget that Rosie Perez is such a well-rounded, fun human.
She's very
Fly
fun.
Girl, choreographer, dancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I always forget that she was a Soul Train dancer, you know, doing the line dance to
that
the sound
voice,
of Philadelphia.
Though, sometimes I like it, sometimes it kind of is aggravating.
Well, she's got a very, very, very strict accent.
Yeah.
And I never remember
Untamed Heart, one of my favorite movies with her.
And what nationality is she? Because that always throws me. Is she
Puerto Rican?
Sounds Puerto Rican. Yeah.
I can never remember if it's Dominican or Puerto Rican. I know she's.
And don't get those mixed up.
No. Oh, that is dirty talking to those people. Let me tell you.
Okay, someone has to explain dirty talk really quick to me.
Oh, that's her drinking word. It's just an old expression that me and
her
friends
used to say.
Oh, I thought
you were in here when we did that.
No, she was in that way.
I was doing that evil smoking. So whenever mixing drinks,
whenever we say dirty talking, you have to take a drink.
Got it.
That's how we turn this into really fucked upness. Nice. So, Nicole Wallace, who can't really take responsibility for Sarah Palin, but kind of has to because she was saddled with her.
I don't know who Nicole Wallace is.
She was the spokesperson for Bush, who was on vacation. She was getting married mm-hmm. when Katrina happened and he did the flyover, his first epic mistake of two. And then she became, not the campaign manager, but she was the campaign spokesperson or something for McCain. Like
Okay.
And she was given Palin to
handle
groom,
is
and she was supposed to handle her and get her ready. Mm-hmm. And they had the famous falling out after the Katie Couric interview mm-hmm. because Sarah Palin specifically blamed her and said she didn't prepare her. So if you see the movie Game Change,
yes, that's what I'm picturing. I loved it.
Sarah Paulson in an Emmy-winning performance is playing Nicole Wallace. Okay. So that's kind of funny to have that on The View, that somebody who's been the subject of made-for-TV movie, an award-winning one. Very funny to have her on there.
HBO, not made-for-TV. We're not talking Lifetime here. We're talking HBO.
HBO, it's not TV. Right.
Mm-hmm. Rosie Perez was born in Brooklyn, New York, but both of her parents are Puerto Rican.
Okay. Because her accent is definitely two different accents finding their way together.
So and it's like Brooklyn meets Puerto Rico.
And Eva Longoria, of course, is the face of the Obama campaign in the 2012. Mm-hmm. She was the co-chairperson of the reelect Obama, mm-hmm. the liaison to the Mexican American community, but then behind the scenes is Rosie Perez, who is very political, and I always forget how political she is.
I didn't realize
and an
that.
Academy Award nominated actress. Like, she's got a lot going on, dancer for Soul Train and the Living Color Fly Girl and all that stuff. Like,
she had one effect on my life, actually. Rosie Perez,
remember? Where did she touch you? Show me on the dump.
Remember,
dirty talk.
Remember
dirty
back talk. When I
free book.
Remember back when I used to drive
when you were a fly girl.
Yes,
it's a free book day.
Were you? I remember when you were a fly girl. I love that outfit on you, and the side pony was stunning,
delightful.
In that radio,
it worked. Uh-huh.
When you grew
the
up in the radio,
camel toe in your little jumpsuit. Not my favorite part.
Future jokes, Clayton. As a fly girl.
Living in a radio.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I can't imagine why I would ever interrupt you.
Yeah. Other than the fact you're awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was on David Letterman one night being interviewed, and, you know, because she's got that accent when she talks, you know, and he knew it. And he had her backed into a corner because they started talking about cars. And she said that she had something, and he goes, oh, he got like excited. He goes, what do you drive? And she just looked at him like, fuck you. He goes, no, what is it? She goes, I don't have that anymore. She goes, well, he goes, what did you used to have? She just looked at him, she goes, I used to drive in a Suzu Twupa. So, well, I had an Isuzu Trooper at the time, and that's why plates were Twupa. My plates were TWOOPA, Twupa, based on Rosie Perez.
Oh, my
God. That is funny.
That's fantastic.
So it was an interesting show yesterday. They did a getting to know you.
She didn't touch me.
They did a row, like, which Rosie was it that did something, just to let you know that even though Rosie O'Donnell's a giant, you know, outspoken political critic, she's just a talking head, where Rosie Perez is really down and dirty and in part of politics and helping to get
stuff done for
her community.
I like that.
But the one thing was who was on their treadmill pretending they were Beyonce and got thrown off and broke their hip. And it was Rosie Perez. And that's when I was like, I forgot she was like, if anybody was going to imitate Beyonce, it'd be Rosie Perez. She's a famous dancer, choreographer. Like, sure, she probably could dance like her till she broke her hip. Yeah. Oh. I guess today's thing was
good. I know, it was good.
There it is. Just point to it. So I guess today's episode was very interesting, but I didn't get to see it.
I noticed, I caught a little bit of the first day, I was kind of surprised. I expected that they were going to bring, when O'Donnell came back, she was going to be almost as, remember how on her show she was very glammed up? Mm-hmm. They didn't care to even do her hair, it looked like, on that. Okay.
She doesn't do the full spray tan
to
thing.
Get all cleaned up and hair done. She lost a lot of weight,
very limber. Like, she pulled her toe up to her face in one point. I don't like, and I had to say that for when the topics got serious, I didn't like that they were at a low. I wanted them at a table like this, like they always are.
Yeah,
I didn't like the low coffee table. As strange as it was,
I'm just seeing that on here.
I felt it was too casual for the seriousness of the conversation. I felt like, don't act like you're going to start knitting. But they said some stuff's going to work, some stuff's not. They were just throwing things out there. And it's the old producer for Rachel Maddow show left Rachel Maddow to go and do The View. And there are no they're going to try and stick to it as long as they can. Absolutely no reality stars, because Whoopi would just not show up for the interviews. If they were interviewing a reality star, mm-hmm. she just wouldn't come out for that segment. Sure. She would just sit in the back. Mm-hmm. And Rosie wants nothing to do with anything either. So they made it through a whole show without one whole episode without saying Miley Cyrus or a Kardashian name.
Well, question, what's that competing show? Is it the Talk?
That's really not competing, but
no, but it's actually winning, and that's what they were trying
that's
to do. I mean, they were trying to do that with not winning, but
because I don't know if you've ever watched it.
I've never watched it. I know it's not as highly controversy as The View has been in the past, but it's been a pretty even keel show.
So. Yeah, and that's what. And
I mean, if you want to sit around listening to the gals kind of chat, Sharon Osbourne, I always like personally, but other than that,
and Aisha Tyler's very funny. Very, very funny.
Right,
I don't know your name, but I know hers. That's kind of rude.
You
know that,
you just wait. I'll be called nine other things before the show's over. It's fine. Margaret, Maggie.
So, yeah. Cool it down there, Maria. So, and I have to bump up a show now because HBO, again, if you don't have HBO, I just pity you. Because Last Week Tonight with John Oliver has just turned into appointment television. You're smarter at the end of it. Mm-hmm. You know something about not just who beat up who in an elevator, but actual world politics and events and the importance of student loans. And he's not limited to like a 2-minute section to get a celebrity guest out there to hack a book like or hawk a book like the rest of them are. He really does spend the time. So from the Indian election to what's really wrong with student debts and who's making money and who's lobbying and why you should be voting for who to like the Scottish election is Thursday.
Yeah, the Scottish election was huge.
And like the points on either side, and he actually presented it to you and made you laugh while you're learning something about the importance of the Scottish election.
And he breaks it all down into just small little bites that anybody can can figure out.
And you gotta love his promo, too. We're gonna tell you about the news last week, this week.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna tell you
what happened yesterday.
And if it happens on Sunday, you're not gonna hear about it till next Sunday.
Yeah. Your only chance of getting a breaking story is if it happens Saturday night into Sunday morning.
If possible.
No. But it really is turning into, like, really appointment television. And you don't, because it's not current, like Bill Maher, which I always say, like, Bill Maher's expiration date goes because that's so, like, on the money that minute. This one is more about the whole week, and they're not trying to stay current. It's really good. I missed a couple weeks, so just catching up. Like, that student loan thing is going to be pertinent for a really long time as I'm paying back fucking student loans.
Mm-hmm. Well, me too, honey. High five.
Yeah, there you go. Till we all die.
Yeah. never going
to
get away.
And don't even need to use my education. That's the best part.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Stay in school, kids. Stay
Cheers.
In school.
Yep. Dirty talk. Keep spending that money.
That's
Nurse
bad
Jackie
planning.
We'll do it 7th season and be done. I was so afraid they were going to cancel it after that breathtaking season 6 season finale, but they are going to come in, wrap up the show with all the shit that they pulled at the end of season 6, and Jackie Weaver's Emmy should just be mailed to her now for what? Not Jackie Weaver. Jackie Weaver's from Australia. Yeah. Merritt Weaver. Whew, pulled that one on my ass. 40th season of SNL starts October 3rd, I think. I think they go till...
Oh, what? That late?
Still don't know the guy's name from 22 Drum Streak. But no, I have a way to know it now.
Jonah Hill?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum O'Neal.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Won the Oscar for Paper Moon.
Yep. Not the youngest, second youngest. Yeah. What's her face from True Blood is still the youngest Oscar winner.
Oh, I thought it was Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin.
The piano?
She was like younger.
I still think Tatum O'Neill's the youngest.
I think so, too, now that I said that out loud.
Tatum O'Neill still wins.
But so 40th season
only a way to look
starts.
That up.
I do appreciate her calling him out on that.
IMDb?
IMDb.com.
Yeah, that's good.
So Chris Pratt is going to be the host of SNL. I can't remember who the musical guest is, but it's the 40th season. And
who have they chosen to replace Don Pardo?
They have not said yet. They haven't said. No one's announced who's announcing.
That's what I want. Because for it to start and not be Saturday Night Live, it is going to be very different.
It's very strange. And they changed the...
They should replace it with you.
Well, that would be... Because he lived in Tucson and did it locally, so I could do it locally.
Keep your phone on.
They email me the script, so I could just...
We need an audition tape for you right now.
Yeah, exactly. Do not go to Vibrate. I think it's going to be a very funny... I think it's going to be hopefully a good season. They have one of the writers for the last couple years is coming out from behind the scenes to be... featured player, and now they have their... They keep saying he's not the youngest, so I don't know who was younger than 20 that was ever on Saturday Night Live. I can't...
Well, this kid's 19, I thought, isn't he? Or is he 20?
I heard 20, but okay. I'm not sure. But they all they kept saying was not old enough to drink. Mm-hmm. So they have they're getting the replacements.
So just drugs,
in order.
No drinking.
Correct.
Right. Yep. Well, then that's just smart. Because you watch half of those things and you know they're stoned in the writer's room. Yeah. Like they just ordered a pizza and wrote that down. Like that sounds funny. Pepperoni.
We'll have balls. Yeah. Rubbed pizza.
I like your ball rubbed family size pizza with a little cream crust.
Can I get the stuffed crust?
They gotta do a Papa Murphy's thing now.
Yeah,
that would be an awesome
they gotta get on that.
For us at least.
Yeah.
So
we're the ones that would get it.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. When the day of the Apple 6 announcement, which was sometime in the last week, they also force-fed you U2.
Wednesday.
And it's right. It was last Tuesday because the last week's show I was trying to get the free album.
I
couldn't find it. It was literally on my iTunes page. There's a section there that I didn't know about where
it was
hiding.
Force-fed you
U2? No, I really liked it, and I had to work so hard to get that I'm like, that was not force-fed. Like, that took me 8 steps.
Oh, it showed up in mine. It just showed up.
It did, me too. I was so excited to have it.
But I had to go in and go into the purchased and hit bring to the cloud to get it to mine. Like, it would have, if I didn't do that extra step, it would have stayed in that section I never was not aware of in iTunes. I think the album is really good. The lead single is in honor of someone who now I can't think of, and I
can't either.
But there's, I've 4 or 5 really good songs, and the rest I haven't paid close enough attention to. But so far, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, it's not the Unforgettable Fire. Everybody settle down.
Right.
But it's still, it's like...
Chill the fuck out.
We're like 35 years later, and they're still making quality music. I mean, I had that on while I was doing other stuff while I was listening to it, but I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was very good. But it cost Apple $100 million. And now all the people that complain about everything because they're not happy if they don't have somewhere to complain, they want the remove button. So now I guess on the iTunes screen there's a big, like, remove this disc. But it cost them $100 million because Bono was very clear. We are not cheap. You want my first full-length album of material and what we think is good after 5 years, you're paying out the ass. And if you're giving away 300 albums, we want what we would make on 300 albums. So they made $100 million off of it. So, and then whatever it sells afterwards, after the, you know, the of course, the inevitable backlash, because everyone has to bitch about something, which leads to my question about Twitter. Can I still tell you to fuck off, or do I have to go on Twitter and do it there? It's my Rihanna question.
I think you have the hashtag. Like, fuck
please
off.
Tweet.
Can I just walk up to you and say fuck off, or do I have to use the little bluebird to do it? You know what I mean?
Like, so.
I have it set so that my Twitter takes a feed from my Facebook, so every time I post Facebook, it automatically tweets it. Nice. So that's just automatic. So you can say fuck off on Facebook, and it'll go to
Twitter. No, I want to say it to someone. Like, I just feel like everyone's being cocky. Like, Rihanna, if you have a beef with CBS, call CBS.
Oh, right. What
don't
happened?
Was it
because
tweet it.
She we're didn't, do, because we're they didn't? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do that at the end to go into sports
like,
and other
wait
stuff.
A minute.
So, Gillian Anderson is, and because we still don't know who's alive or dead after the season finale of Hannibal, because every major character except for the two lab geeks was lying dead on the ground.
Okay.
And then the show got renewed. So, they're like, well, I guess we're going to have a conversation about really good CPR. Because literally all of them are dead. One fell out a window.
Oh, good.
One was stabbed in the throat. Another one was gutted.
Trachea. Mm-hmm. If they're coming back. Maybe
there you go.
It's what I always say about The Following. Every character on that show has been either stabbed directly in the stomach or shot in the stomach.
But they come back.
Oh, 2 days later. So I think at some point in the show, the whole cast should pause and be like, can we all just change our colostomy bags at the same time? And then I'll chase you in a minute because clearly none of us poop out our asses anymore. We've had enough bowel surgeries and everything's been put together so many different ways that you know I'm shitting into a plastic bag right underneath this snug blouse that may or may not smell like human feces. I'm just saying.
I guess.
I just don't want someone to think that you can get stabbed in the stomach that many times and go back
and
to work.
Typically,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can go back to work, but you're going to have a minty smell sprayed on you occasionally. Somewhere near where that
you're
bag
have,
is
like,
hanging.
I do enjoy mint. It smells like that
buckled
in
everywhere.
Your shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you know, my tree has a Christmas tree on it. Do you like it? Usually they're in my car.
Why do you slosh when you walk?
Exactly. And smell like peppermint all at
the
same time.
Yeah. They do that if you replace the windshield, you get the Febreze car freshener. Uh-huh. That's what you just clip on your shirt.
Just get it done, because all of them have colostomy. There's no possible way. We talk about it at
clean
work
linen.
All the time.
Snapped in.
Popular topic of conversation. Like, these people have been stabbed and shot in the gut so many times. What's left? They have like 1 inch of bowel left. They're all calcium deficient. I'm going off because I'm drunk. So anyways, back to Hannibal. Gillian Anderson comes back as a series regular, and who knows who will join her? Because Lawrence Fishburne, when he got stabbed in the neck, probably thought he had a job opportunity. So now he's on that new show, Blackish, that's going to be part of ABC Wednesdays. But it turns out his character lives because he's in all the rest of the book, so he has to come back. So after an amazing precedent-setting surgery to his neck, he's going to be back in some capacity on two different shows. I like this one a lot, I got to tell you. This is a great recipe. Matt Damon.
Vodka plus vodka.
After the Bourne reboot with the guy who stars in everything that's not really his movie, Jeremy Renner, is that his name?
Yes.
The Bourne reboot, which was okay, didn't make a lot of money, and they kept referencing the real Jason Bourne. Matt Damon has said, I'm not too old, fuckers. I'm still in shape. I'm coming back to be in the movies.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be some combination of both characters in the new Bourne.
To introduce them together?
Yeah, which they kind of teased at.
Yeah, they did.
They hadn't written them off, but, you know, it's that whole over 40, you can't be in an action movie anymore, and then they're like, oh, people like you. What if we just base it on people going to the movies, not on test studies? Rush Limbaugh on rape, telling people to fuck off. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, and this is not really entertainment, but we're going to get it in here. She was talking about the ruling in the Sixth Circuit coming down about gay marriage, and it's in the Rust Belt, so get on the Sixth Circuit. It's Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky.
No, it's not Pennsylvania.
So anyways, she has said, because on the 29th we find out whether or not the Supreme Court will take on, in this session, the first Monday in October, in case you never saw that movie, that is when the Supreme Court reconvenes. But on the 29th of September, they will say whether that will be on the docket for this session. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked point blank, what do you think will happen? And she says it all depends on this Sixth Circuit Court's ruling on gay marriage. If they keep up the tradition, except for the one judge, of overthrowing bans on gay marriage, then she says the Supreme Court is not going to go near it because it's just falling like dominoes, and their weighing in won't matter.
They're just going to let it continue, precedent after precedent.
Like, what are they going to say? They're just going to quote another judge. And just say this will stand. Like, this has been passed by every court in the land. How can this not stand? But if the Sixth Circuit Court goes against the traditional rulings, or not the traditional rulings, but the trend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If they go against the trend and they vote for gay marriage bans, then the Supreme Court will make it a priority, because now they have a big population that's against a big population, which is the rest of the circuit courts.
Right.
So that it all...
Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee.
Tennessee is the fourth one. So it's not the Rust Belt. God damn it. I hate when I quote stupid people. But anyways, whoever this... it was LGBTQ...
PSMOT.
FuckNation.com. They're the ones that had their information on. That is not the Rust Belt, people. But it's one of them. Michigan is rusty.
It's a little rusty.
Well, Ohio is rusty. But then you get down into the farmlands. You know what I mean? They're the hinter regions.
Right. Then they just
the things you rub on pizza if you want to go with dirty talking. So that, I thought that was a
bullseye.
That was a very interesting piece of news. That I wasn't sure if anybody had.
Yeah,
had
caught. Awesome.
But I love that Ruth Bader, pancreatic cancer, 970 years old, still finger on the pulse, and still is not going
anywhere. She's not
going
to die until all of this is done.
And she now has become, she hates Scalia so much that now she's like, I'm not going to be the quiet person that sits and lets that fucktard talk on and on. I'm going down. When they put me in the box, there's going to be quotes on there about how much I hate that white fucker. And she's being very vocal about five white men making decisions about women's bodies, that that's coming down. And she is saying that the balance of the court is off. If they're voting on women's issues, five white old men are not the people. I mean, she's been, if you've been watching her lately, she is going down with a fight. She's just become more and more of a hero. Like, we gotta find this bitch and get her on here before she kicks it. There's a chance she can't drink with pancreatic cancer. So then, of course.
You're so stupid.
It's a chance.
Slim.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Dirty talk.
Kind of. So let me.
Maybe.
This next part comes in two parts. I have to go to a link. But, of course, now we know Oscar season can't officially start until the most important film festival of all.
Toronto.
Toronto, an international film. Thank you. The TIFF does their business.
Do their business.
I'm going to climb on top of me and do my business. So these are the movies to watch for in the winter season. And we had a winner, which I don't think is in this list. The one that everybody's been talking about, and it actually won it at Cannes, or it won something at Cannes, and it has our friend Channing Tatum in it. And it's got Mark Ruffalo, and I can't even recognize his picture. Steve Carell. And everyone is talking about Steve Carell as a possible Academy Award nominee, and now he's made through the test of Toronto Film Festival. It's about the DuPont, that rich man that shot the pro wrestler. The movie's called Foxcatcher. It's going to start being rolled out here in the next couple weeks. Keep your eye on it. Oscar bait, but supposedly really, 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 really good movie. And this, the director, Bennett Phillips, does it say what the other one? He just did a big movie. I can't remember what the other movie he just recently did was. Great director, great roles, everybody playing outside their company. Like, no one is playing where they usually are playing. And Steve Carell in fake nose and makeup to, he looks so different, you don't even recognize him. And in everyone has been talking about this movie. J.K. Simmons, who everybody that watched Oz remembers as the guy that got shit on, the rights of premises, who was raped and then shit on. He's in a movie called Whiplash about a violin player in a music group. I'm doing it no justice, but the ads for it look great, and everyone is. This is another movie that everyone's talking about. It was a big thing at Sundance. It was big at Cannes, and now it's big here. Octavia Spencer in Black and White, and I thought she was kind of giving up and going to TV. She is another one not going down with the fight. She's got a TV show, that Red Band Society, coming on. She's on Mom, but she's making like bang up movie. I thought she got robbed of an Oscar nomination last year for Fruitvale Station. Now she's back with Kevin Costner, and it's a biracial grandchild that Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer are fighting for custody of, and getting really good buzz. Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler. Creepy. It's kind of like not Crash, the one that won the Oscars, but Crash, about the person that had fetishes about car crashes and took pictures. Same kind of thing. This is a photographer of tragedies. The one that comes out next week is This Is Where I Leave You. Jane Fonda is the mother of Tina Fey, the senator from, or not the senator, the state senator from Pennsylvania, from House of Cards. Jason Bateman, Adam Driver from Girls. And the story of all of them coming together. It looked like it was going to be like a stupid vanity project, but from what I've heard, really well received and doing really well. Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything, which is the story of the young Stephen Hawking as he gets married in the start of his ALS. And I didn't realize that that's what he was afflicted with. Yeah. I did not realize that was the disease he had. So that's getting a lot of buzz.
That's why they made such a big deal out of him doing the bucket challenge. I don't know if you saw that. There was the bucket challenge, and people said, that's why watching that.
I had not heard that, but John Stewart's Rosewater, what he took off last summer to make, which is the true story of it's actually someone that he was friends with that was captured and tortured, and now I'm mixing it up with Angelina Jolie's movie coming out this year about the man,
superintendent.
Thank you. It is the man who was a track star, an Olympian, that is captured by the Japanese and put into a prison camp, and his story of survival. That's the movie that Angelina Jolie is making. And Rosewater, it's a contemporary story with Gail Garcia Bernal.
I was just making up names.
Yeah, so that's a fun story. So anyways, all these things are coming out, all things to look for.
Tell me what that one's called again.
Rosewater, John Stewart. That's what he took the summer off to do. Gail Garcia Bernal, that's his name. But the winner was, and in a, we have, because this fucker's name always comes up, The Imitation Game, which is Benedict Cumberbatch, and that's why I was like, nope, just keeping this in front of me, because I want to get his name right. The brilliant British mathematician, I am really drunk, who cracked the Nazi Enigma code during World War II and was later ruined for being outed as a homosexual. Awesome. It was voted as the favorite film by audiences at the Toronto Film Festival, and it has Keira Knightley and Matthew Good. And this is one that's been on everybody's list to watch for, and I've seen the previews for it, but a very interesting story, and one of the most, besides Oscar Wilde, it was one of the most famous trials persecuting someone who was homosexual after he had just won World War II. They still went after him and convicted him and put him in prison for being gay after he all he did for like the world, they still were so hung up on that. It's just craziness. But this Benedict Cumberbatch, I keep trying to pronounce his name for years, right. And he's just someone to watch. Like everything he does, he just beat out everybody for that Emmy. But the Toronto Film Festival, always exciting. And God damn it, I can't think of
what are you looking for? Rosewater?
No, the Angelina Jolie's movie that she's directing. Indestructible, it might be called.
Oh, I'm looking right now. Tell me what you think about Gone Girl, the movie coming up.
Oh, ready to pee my pants. I'm so excited.
Yeah?
And I just found out it was October, not September. I thought it came out this Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I've been so excited. David Fincher, I love the director. One of my absolute favorite directors. That Rosamund Pike that plays the girl who's gone. I'm a big fan of hers. I've seen her in a bunch of stuff. And they're
Unbroken?
Unbroken. See, I told you it was something like Indestructible.
Yep. Yep.
That looks amazing. And the trailers have started to play. It's one of those Christmas Day Oscar bait releases. Looks brilliant.
Okay. It's Louis Zamperini, an Olympic runner who was taken prisoner.
Taken prisoner.
Zamperini.
It's whole story. Not only he was an Olympic runner that should never have been a runner, he was shot down over the Pacific and survived like 45 days in the open sea with his shipmates, rescued by the Japanese, taken to a prison camp, beaten to a pulp, and like comes out of it still a positive spirit. Okay. So it's... Oh. Yeah, it's John McCain without the wanting to invade Chandler. You know what I mean?
Got it.
I have a question about upcoming movies, and I didn't hear it. I just saw the preview, and I think it comes out in January. Something with, if I'm not mistaken, I think J-Lo's in it. And
oh, it looks delicious.
What is it? Something about it stalking?
And not because of her. Like it just looks enticing. It's something. Like, it's her, like, oh my God.
And, like, is it a neighbor boy? There's some connection. And I couldn't figure it all out, but it came out but I thought it was something to do with stalking or something.
That's what I've gotten out of it. I've only seen a couple things, and I'm like, oh my God.
I think
God,
it's
like
Boy Next Door.
Yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah, I don't know.
And it probably is just going to be awful, but it looks. Like some like that movie Enough. Remember she was in. Like I loved that movie.
Oh, shortly like, after her divorce, a woman falls for handsome younger man who just moved in across the street. Though their torrid affair takes an obsessive, dangerous turn.
Mm.
Okay, so now I only watch two reality shows, and on both of them. Mm-hmm. They both do something. You know what I mean? Like, so you think you can dance. They can actually dance. Yeah. You don't get a lot of backstage drama.
Alfonso Ribeiro was fantastic.
Huh? What?
Alfonso Ribeiro?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's a show I don't watch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so was Leah Thompson, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't see her.
And you guys watched that wonderful. Show, but you won't watch the show where they can
by the way.
No, I just saw a clip.
No one said that we don't watch it.
Oh, okay.
No, I just saw that clip today.
Settle down.
I don't watch anything.
And I have HBO now.
I know, thank you. Thank you. Because they're about, So You Think You Can Dance probably is not going to come back next year.
Really?
After one of their best seasons, and they're some fantastic choreography. But I watch Project Runway. And I love that show, and I cry every fucking week. It's just stupid. But they really do create stuff, and there is a little bit of backstabbing drama, but they keep that to a minimum. And they really do that when they get down to, like, six contestants, and they can only show so much. They can only show so much sewing, so you get a little bit more drama. But when there's 18 people sewing, fuck you. It's all dirty talking.
Dirty talk.
But last week, they did a Rainway. And I have to tell you, my Samsung high-definition billion-inch TV paid for itself last week as you watched models run down in the rain. Now, the one designer, there wasn't as much rain as they thought because she had pinwheels that she thought the rain, it didn't have the force that she was expecting. But these women did have to survive this rainway. Yeah. So that was a little bit silly that she thought like
it was gonna, torrential. Hurricane Ida was coming through.
She had a slightly different vision.
She had a skewed vision.
But this one guy...
Looking pretty in a hurricane.
Yeah. Well, you look lovely while you run through knives.
You look lovely in a tornado.
So the one guy's a fabulous sewer, and he had a really, really fantastic upside-down umbrella dress. So her skirt was an upside-down umbrella and waterproof. Oh. And she had this really cool hat, and it was beautifully sewn, and it was stunning. And it was one of those things that were like, okay, this is not an amateur competition. Like, this guy clearly just won this entire show, and now we're going to sit here for 5 weeks and wait for other shit to happen.
Right.
But this other guy, and this is where the high-definition TV came in full effect. He made this white dress with all these seams, and he put dye in all the seams.
That's what she told me about. I didn't see
and
it.
as she came down the runway, and the model was, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Don't watch it on a computer. You got to come to my house and see it on the full Samsung nightmare. As she went up, she was smart enough to spin, and the dye just ran. So it started off as a white dress. When she started, the dress got saturated, and the dye just ran, and it turned into this gorgeous rainbow. And as she spun, it just went like with purples and yellows and oranges, and the rain took color, and her dress changed color, and she got the end. I it was the gayest moment of my adult life.
Did you squeal?
I gasped. I was like, oh, it's magnificent. I lost fucking mind.
I love it.
I rewound it about 50 times, and it was about time number 50 I didn't gasp when it did it. Yeah. But the fact that that model knew this isn't, it's working, it's pretty, but we're just a little off. Right. She spun, and she had, and it was so smart. He made a crinoline underneath out of plastic, so that her, so that it didn't run down her legs, and she wasn't covered in dye. So if someone decided they wanted to wear that on a rainy day, but it only has the effect when you walk out the door. Like the paparazzi's got to be right there when you hit the rain. It was one of those things of like high definition TV and creativity just coming together. And I was like, oh, I'll write that check to Samsung one more time. Yeah. Like, you people have got that money. It was. It looked like the rain was coming at me. It was just a thing of beauty.
Erin said that even on her, not TV like that, that it was one of the most spectacular things she had ever seen.
Yeah.
That they were, he was real worried, like, is the water going to hit it right?
Hit it right. Will it actually run?
Will it work?
Or is it just going to look like a bird just shit on my dress in a couple of different colors?
Yeah. Like, here's a blotch of green.
And the model, when she spun, and I was like, not only does that girl get her $50,000 prize for taking a spin. No one else spins. They just walked on a runway and walked back. But the fact that she took the spin was, it was just an amazing moment of television. So I just have one story that's going to lead into her when we come back, and then I'm done.
Yay! We're going to do it. We have a new cocktail. Let's find out what this one is.
Because when I'm this drunk, it turns out I talk really fast.
Can't tell.
Yeah. No.
Over 2 years of doing the show, we've been here before.
Dirty talk.
Dirty talk, indeed.
I just want to.
And the drunker I get, the better I get at saying it.
And now that I know that Ruth Gordon is in that movie, I now want to see Harold and Maude just because I want to see Ruth Gordon.
Yeah, I like
my God. Yeah.
No, I just was Googling that while you were talking because I was not interested in what you were saying.
I know. Hey, if I can bore you into watching Harold and Maude, I just won.
There's that. This is the end of hour two. Hour three is coming up. We got one more story from Al that we're crossing over into Carlson's territory with sports and other stuff. We're drinking. It's Tuesday night. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again, 9 o'clock here in Arizona. Thank you for being with us, no matter where you're listening from. It's The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. And our lovely in-studio bartender is out in the kitchen, I guess, now whipping up something new and lovely for us.
Tending. She's tending.
I think she and Michael are just doing some shots.
Well, they may be doing shots.
Well, no, played.
What was the...
More likely.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't see your list. There was a fourth beverage that we're...
All that we're... Because we've had the Blanche Dubois on Prozac.
Crawford,
we've had the Joan Crawford.
Without
the wire hanger.
And we had a Bloody Eddie.
We had a Bloody Eddie, and then we are missing the Judy... The Judy.
Garland. This is the Judy Garland.
Dorothy's Ruby Slipper Adventure.
So our sponsor.
I have to tell you though, because she is sneaking. I did not like the coat hanger.
You
one.
Didn't like the apple.
That was filthy.
Oh god, I
that
loved
was
it.
Filthy. But,
then again, I love apple cider.
Yeah,
right.
It was made with all kinds of shit that I don't care for. If love this it. Is grapefruit, if she got me to drink a drink with peach
grapefruit?
In it, and then something with grapefruit, I am embarrassed because
we're Eddie people.
This is not bad.
It's delightful.
Oh, I haven't taken a sip yet, but I will.
But this doesn't taste like grapefruit.
Our sponsor tonight
it tastes like limonada.
Deep Eddie
is that made with grapefruit?
Deep Eddie vodka, made right here in America, in Austin, Texas. But Jeannie is here somewhere. She's in the other room talking to my roommate. Doesn't matter where she is. So,
drink locally, act globally. What's that phrase?
Something like that.
Yes. Act locally, drink globally.
Drinking.
Get on a fucking plane and have a drink. I don't give a shit what you do.
Or, as we do, just drink in your own studio at your own house. That's all right. We're going through entertainment with Al. He's got one more story, then we're going to hand it over to Kat Carlson. So, Al, take it away. Or no, or not.
We don't want to.
I'm catching up in the chat room. Turns out people were talking. Okay, so Harrison was enjoying that too. And the lady from India, she's crazy batshit as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I got to give it to her. She's kind of creative. I don't get why she thought pinwheels would work because she was from Harrison. Because she came from Harrison's womb. I don't get why she thought...
I don't get that either.
Congratulations, Harrison.
That dirty talking was appropriate. I don't understand what pinwheels have to do with India, so...
I don't know.
Maybe they made it in India.
A lot of flat plains and wind.
So last Thursday...
A curry pinwheel.
CBS spent $1 billion on Thursday Night Football, stealing it from the NFL Network. If it proves profitable... they will share, because Thursday Night Football was only on the NFL Network. It was kind of a pain in the ass. You had to have certain cables. CBS is trying to, like, bridge this gap. They're facing, of course, the opening night of Thursday Night Football is the Baltimore Ravens with the wife, you know, the wife beating, girlfriend beating, future wife beating.
Right.
They have this. And then they have the unfortunate thing where I think Faith Hill did the end of the Monday night, the ABC Monday Night Football.
Okay.
I thought it was Sunday night.
Oh, okay. Was it Hank Williams?
Faith Hill was always... Yeah, Hank Williams was Monday.
Hank Williams, and famously one time Donna Summer did the They Work Hard for the Money, and she did the opening to Monday Night Football.
Well played.
Famously, if you live in my world.
Totally.
So Faith Hill does Sunday Night Football. Oh, she does do Sunday Night Football.
Now it's Carrie Underwood.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for some football?
Mm-hmm.
I was under the impression that what was happening on Thursday night was a performance. Like, they were going to open up Thursday Night Football, but what it was Oscar winner for Ray...
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is who was going to do the opening dialogue, whatever that phrase is. You got me fucked up.
Monologue.
Well played.
Voiceover, monologue, whatever it was. And then Rihanna was going to be the person that was singing the song. And they
decided...
Which is
supposed to be every Thursday.
And I thought it was an opening night performance. Like, they were going to open with a production number. But it turns out she was just going to do the Faith Hill, Hank Williams, blah, blah, blah song. And they were like, maybe when we're facing a story about domestic abuse, we don't make
Rihanna.
We don't have the Baltimore Ravens playing with Rihanna singing "He Beat Me and I Still Went Back," or whatever her song would be. But she left him eventually.
My partner and I got in a huge fight about this.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, we did.
If Donna Summer did, she works hard for the money. That could have played. Anyway, go on.
But the Baltimore Ravens, this is the guy that beat his fiancée in the elevator.
Right.
Is this what we're talking about?
Right. So,
punched.
And I saw this, and... comes out, this happened in February?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So he just now is getting suspended, whatever. She married him.
Yeah.
Yep. After this
but
happened.
But kind of under, but they after rushed the up fact. The wedding. They rushed up the wedding so that when they went to the press conference, they could say they had been married.
Well, so my partner says to me, how can you defend this guy? Because I'm like, why are they freaking suspending him and all this other crap? She married him.
Yeah.
And my whole, and I mean, I get it. I know. I get it.
I know. It was my outside face. I'm so sorry.
I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, as just any self-respecting woman, if somebody hit me like that, knocked me out in an elevator, I'm like, peace out. I'm gone. To me, you're in it for the money. You married him. You still married him after he did that to you. So why is he getting all this backlash? You married him.
Because it's not her that has to prosecute. The one thing about domestic abuse, and they're trying to make this clear, is that...
And I get it.
Especially seeing it that vividly.
Right, but but you didn't have to see the punch. When you get dragged
you
out of an elevator
and
face down
on your face?
With your pant...
I'm not condoning it. Please know that I am not condoning it at all.
Nobody's going to attack you for that. No,
but I just kind of go, you know, look at the person...
Cat might. I'm right here.
I know,
I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
I mean, seriously, look at the person this happened to. Like, what kind of woman... allows that and still marries the guy.
The
after
kind
the
that
fact.
Doesn't know any better. And
rushes the kind that doesn't know any better. And bumps the wedding up closer. Like, I gotta get this nailed down.
And her response when he
I'm sorry for my part in it.
I'm sorry for my part in it was beforehand, where she tweeted out, or the Baltimore Ravens on her behalf tweeted that out. But I completely agree with that. And only because she the. the
and I missed anger, this. I was making yeah. drinks, so no, I missed no, some of this.
The anger that she had in her response to him being then, you know, here's the suspension. Then it gets changed once we see the video that's been played over and over and over for her benefit, which I disagreed with completely.
Right, exactly.
But she was vehemently upset and spewing anger about how can you ruin our family and why do you keep playing this and how do you, you know, no, stop
you,
doing
he
that.
He ruined your family when he hit you. Exactly. That's when
and he's a celebrity football player.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which it's now, like,
well, and he they've just done became they've a done celebrity because
they've done
of
nothing
this.
About the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, he was nobody. No. Yeah, he was absolutely nobody.
I mean, he might have been good, but I didn't know him.
The San Francisco, not the Giants, the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco 49ers have the player on the team,
Carolina Panthers,
and
also.
The Carolina Panthers, uh-huh. And then we have one here, and they're all like, "Well, we're waiting for judgment." Well, yeah. This guy didn't get charged. This guy got community service. Right. So if you're waiting for judgment, the judgment on him was, Rice was handed down. They right. threw out. They threw it out and gave him the same thing you give a teenager. They give him a diversion practice. Right. So they're not. You can't suspend him because you actually watched it. When the one was convicted of the felony. And threw his, well, the one beat up a pregnant woman, and he still plays. The other one threw his girlfriend.
And they brought Michael Vick back in.
It's a dog, not a woman. Right. That's where I get pissed
off. See, and I get pissed off about the whole fact that they brought Michael Vick back.
Right.
I think it's about a mentality.
But he went to
rather
prison.
Rather than what they
he literally
done.
He literally lost his job.
I protect the animals over the people.
Well, and when you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, that's for me and Ann. That's
and
why
we
I don't
protect
like
the football above the women.
Yeah, oh,
right.
Definitely.
This is what we do.
I like that.
As soon as women start making money, we'll protect you too. But football makes money, kids.
Well, and the same team.
How's that for offensive?
The same team. With the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not pointing at the Baltimore Ravens, but Ray Lewis. Nope. Yes, Ray Lewis.
Murdered.
And then took a lesser deal. And we'll say, you know, that was thrown out and everything. He was on Sunday Countdown on ESPN. I don't know if you guys watched
this.
I recorded it because I'm like, I have got to rewind that and see this over and over. Because I thought, what? Chris Carter, a Minnesota Viking, former Minnesota Viking, was real...
because he was
and angry.
Because here's the murderer commenting on the wife beater and what's a fair sentence. He's like, "Well, you can't compare my crime to his. No, yours is worse.
Yeah.
That person's dead. Yeah. This woman's still alive and go on horrible press conferences where she's always seated next to her husband. And from what I understand, almost except for the actual interview with the police." Mm-hmm. Every interview except for that initial one with the police was with her husband by her side. Now, you don't make anyone sit next to their attacker and do
a
their
victim
interviews.
Sitting next to their attacker. Yeah.
Yes, you're allowed to face your accuser, but you don't have to face your attacker. That's bullshit. And that's how you know when that wedding was rushed up, that was so that the Baltimore Ravens could keep a really good running back. And he is a really good
player. How do you like the grapefruit cocktail? Anybody taste that one?
I'm amazed that you got me. I hated the beer one, but I got the one with peach
you hated
down.
The beer one.
Oh yeah, I had to trade that one in for straight vodka. That was awful.
That's what, okay.
But mm-hmm. but it was 4-1, 5-1 because I'm the only one that didn't like.
And Michael too, so he counts. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. He was. Mm-hmm. I'll help you.
I got it.
Use both hands.
One,
if you,
two,
in charge of all math tonight.
Yeah.
I was
clearly talking is starting to fail me, so I'm back to counting on my fingers as a skill.
What a funny word.
No. And that's the resume. So this Rihanna thing, so now CBS says, all right, you recorded the song, we're willing to start playing it this week. And last week they were worried about the opening tone, and they did hand over the opening of Thursday Night Football to CBS News. They didn't do it as the sports division, they didn't do it as the entertainment division. They're supposed to be pushing the fact that their biggest show on CBS television, their biggest comedy, got bumped for football. So it was supposed to be Rihanna sings a song and we all let you know that the Big Bang Theory is now on Mondays. Please change your VCRs, DVRs. So they said, you know, to Rihanna, we'll reinstate the song tonight. So then she sends the angry tweet about, fuck you, you dissed me last week, you made me part of, well, you're part of the wife beater, the domestic violence conversation. You can't come out and sing a song. You already went back to him once and are like, We're already in conflict.
They were just friends.
Right. Until he beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Well, no. They were together when he beat the shit out of her. When she went back, they were just
friends.
Oh, that's right. I remember that press release, too. Yeah. So I'm like, Rihanna, have that conversation privately.
Yeah.
Because that conversation was not about you. You were just a part of a story that really was an unfortunate connection that they were, they, you have to under, like, you can't be so lost under that umbrella Ella fucking shit that you tortured
dirty
me with
talk.
Dirty talking. Well played, sir or ma'am. Yeah.
Once again, well played.
That, let me tell you about my hatred for Rihanna.
That was nice.
When the first time he hit her, I'm like, did he just hear that umbrella song? Because it's tempting. That fucking song sucks. But then she did I Found Love it. In a Hopeless Place, God. Chris Brown's car.
There you and go.
They won me back.
It's... Yeah.
Side note, not making fun of domestic violence.
It's a shame he's such Rihanna. A piece of shit, because I think he's a good-looking guy and he's a hell of a dancer.
Oh, what a fucking douchebag.
But aside...
No, I know. You make him not talk, and he and just stands there, and he's not a narcissistic
I'm
son
sure
of a bitch.
That... I'm gonna fuck that up.
And on the View, they were talking about, like what people can you separate the horrible human from the great artist? And so... Rosie O'Donnell got up on her high horse and she started defending Chris Brown and the fact that even though she finds him detestable, she still thinks he's a great dancer. And then she just had to say, like, but I can't get over the Woody Allen thing. And for me, like,
I'm just on board
with Woody Allen. Like, fuck it. He's still a great filmmaker. I could care less, which, you know.
He slept with his stepdaughter. Who gives a shit?
Not. Yeah, it was a stepdaughter.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it really was. Adopted stepdaughter.
I was just trying to do this. No, did not raise her. They don't live together. Even
they did when they were raising Sue something.
No,
Sue Lynn.
Thank you.
I have no idea.
Even married, they never lived together.
Which is Asian.
And he was never on board with the 19 children. Except for the one that he married.
Lynn Chow something.
The only one that he... The only child he liked.
Chow sauce.
The only child he liked, he married.
Mark fucking Choi. I have no idea.
Because he was always...
All of Asia.
Pork chops with chow chow sauce.
Well.
No. Sorry, Asia. What?
I got nothing.
Unintentional.
I'm just sitting over here.
Unintentional.
That was pretty intentional.
Fine. Whatever.
I feel like that Uzi was on your shoulder and you were looking through the sights.
I was just
so far this evening
we
have lost.
To my mother, the liquor wrap to this.
There's the perfect example of like for me it's Mel Gibson. Like I can go a long time without ever seeing Mel Gibson's shitty face again. That's where I like. And
are
I like
pissed
him.
Off about Mel Gibson for because he did the Jewish spew or what?
No, because he's actually
anything
just
like
dirty.
The,
he makes me feel like I need a shower. Now that as he's gotten older,
and not in the fun way.
No, not in the fun way. Like as he's. I would say within the last, 5, 10 years, if 10 years, but roughly right around there, it's about narcissism. Like,
I feel the same way about Tom Cruise, personally.
A lot of people.
A lot of
can't
people do,
him.
And I he's one of those people.
He still makes entertaining movies, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Watching an interview, that makes me want to take a shower.
Sure. Yeah, and I do avoid almost all interviews with him.
I'll still watch his movies, but if I have to hear him talk singly, like on the Today Show... I want to take a shower.
I am intrigued by this, though, because Rosie O'Donnell, what
she
you
still
were referring to, says, and believe me, it was talking about football and how they take steroids, which changes their judgment, and they're encouraged and paid to be violent. Same with fighters, with boxers. It'd be wonderful if they were able to separate the violence of their job with violence in their life, but I don't think that's how human brains work. And believe me, she says, I don't excuse any violence towards anyone, but I do understand how a guy who knocks people over and pushes them down for a living and gets cheered might do that in his private life, even though it's wrong.
No, I'm sorry. There's
I
a
am
big fucking difference.
Startled that she said that.
There is a big fucking difference between the linebacker standing in front of you
and
this
husband.
Woman that you claim to love. Right?
Yeah.
He's a running back, though. He's not a linebacker.
Either way.
I don't know the fucking difference, first of all.
One's a 300-pound refrigerator.
One's offense, one's defense.
One's a runner, so he's small.
Neither one of them is a 5'6", 120-pound woman.
But actually, she's bigger than him.
Yeah. Most are all black.
Yeah. No, that's not true either.
Wow.
Toby Gerhart's
we're talking about basketball?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
This is one of those rare cases. If you look at them together, she's
bigger.
Bigger than him.
But the thing is,
that's one of those things that doesn't hold water either.
She's kind of manly.
Expecting it to be like Refrigerator Perry. And I'm not saying he's a beater. I'm just saying that he's the size you're thinking of when it comes to football.
Right.
But a running back
and
is
so
a very
is she.
A demeaning person.
Correct. She's in the WNFL coming up soon.
Those girls are scary. I've met some of them.
The thing is, though, when you look at...
But he is all muscle. He's like a panther. Like that is all muscle.
With Ray Rice.
My name is Pam.
What was his dumbass name? Floyd Mayweather?
Mayweather, the boxer?
Yeah. Was he the one that came out and said, well, you know, he made the stupid comments.
Right, and he's the one. And it turns out Rosie Perez is a good friend of his. So she was like, I love him as a boxer. I've only met him once personally, and now I'm kind of involved with him. Okay. And now I've heard his story. She's like, and now I never knew there was, I never knew the person behind it. Mm-hmm. She's like, so now I've met him and I have to separate this great boxer from this what's turning out to be a shittier and shittier human being.
Human being. Right. But when they talk about packing a punch and when they talk about a boxer's punch and how you can measure it, like when they hit you, it's intense, the power that's behind that. Same kind of concept.
And I don't need any kind of measurement or how tall he is to measure that punch on the elevator.
No, not at all.
Velocity and a force.
And here to here and absolutely nothing. There wasn't any padding.
Yeah, that was a bare knuckle.
And so that, you know, I'm sure it's going to be brought up and I'm not going to go into it. But it's that same concept as anyone being that big with a switch on a four-year-old. So it's where you look at it and you go, it's just about people hurting people.
Right.
And vulnerable.
And what I understood
is hurting people. They're the unluckiest people.
My father played college football, and he is even.
I was going to say he played Barbara Streisand. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
he wanted to. Actually, that was his second option.
Okay. Yeah.
But, that explains your game mentality.
He was closeted.
But my father played college football.
Number five.
And he will say to you, if they played with the rules that they did today, they would kill each other back then. Like, my father played over 40 years ago. So now, with the rules and the way that these guys are grown and bred, I mean, he's surprised someone hasn't died on the damn field yet. Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time.
We've said it over and over again,
because we've talked about, like, Refrigerator Perry in 1985 was considered, like, this super...
He was a
size of a refrigerator. You put him next to a player now, he's a small man.
Yes. Tiny.
Yeah.
And the fact that, what kind of
is that a college refrigerator? I feel ripped off.
Tiny little one.
Pony keg.
When you watch old football, but when you talk about going back 40 years and the idea of them playing.
Their helmets, the pads, nothing.
The rib protection for...
When I see a guy's helmet come off on football, I'm like, oh, shit, watch out.
Yeah.
Someone's going
to
get
and
killed.
And yet, someone like Frank Gifford, right, who was married to...
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Frank Gifford played with a little leather kind of thing.
Is she that old? Or is her husband that old?
Frank Gifford.
Honest to Jesus, I thought she meant me. And I was like... Oh my God, who is this bitch?
Why is she sitting here? Like,
did you see Frank Gifford live? No. Oh my God.
He had his talk show too.
You're going to make me take Uber cab. God damn. Can't believe she just called me 400 years old.
Ice.
That's an old bitch.
I met Kathy.
No. Talk.
Kathy's a second wife.
Oh, she's a second wife.
Yeah, she's a trophy. She's a trophy wife.
Thank you.
I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid.
Mr. McKee, do you need some ice for your beverage?
That was awesome, because you're like, is she that old? Like, watch it back.
So I want to say that I wanted to be supportive of women and not watch football because of...
I love football.
How is that not supporting women by not watching football?
Because I wanted to be like, until you really have a zero tolerance policy and you get rid of these fuckers. But then, you know what? I was on my couch and I was trying to like stay awake for the day and I'm like, it's very entertaining. They were good games. I'm like, I couldn't.
They were good games. On Sunday, it was a good game. And I think it was good games.
The biggest thing is that is coming to light. Is it really? And it was your Chris Cuomo. Wow. I thought I put it that I did. Chris Cuomo that made the comment, and I loved it. When did the NFL become the police? You know, where all of a sudden the zero tolerance policy, I get it. And I get like coming out and standing
because they're murderers, they're rapists, they're wife beaters, they're dog fighters, juries,
and other people have gone.
And you can't sit in a...
No, I'm sorry. These same people...
came from Massachusetts.
No. These same people would lose their motherfucking jobs in every other industry.
You're right.
Every other industry, you're gone.
You're right. I agree.
And they would...
I agree.
Right. And you would have trouble selling records. You wouldn't be allowed on TV.
You couldn't get a job because you couldn't get, like, a fingerprint card. I mean, there's an issue.
I go into work tomorrow accused of murder, and guess what? I lose my fucking job.
That's right.
Yeah. I think they would wait till you're proved innocent, though.
And then fire you.
I think they might know that she actually did it.
Can you come in on Tuesdays and do the order for us?
It depends. Yeah, it depends on who I've murdered at that point. Yeah, there are a few people that are acceptable.
It's a sliding scale for you.
Yeah, it's
you came with the building.
They would even allow you to go to the book fairs, Kat.
No.
Till you were proven wrong.
I mean, it is an entertaining. They're good games, but on the field, you have wife beaters, literally murderers.
Right.
People are dumb enough to shoot themselves in the foot, and that's not a metaphor.
I know. Plaxico.
Celebrities, it's the same thing.
There is a 23-year spread age difference between Kathy Lee Gifford and Frank. He's 84. She's 61.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Ooh, no wonder she drinks.
She and Hoda.
She's got time.
Yeah,
I kind of love that show.
It's a show I want to be on.
They always drink on it.
You are on that show.
They always drink on it.
Yeah. Almost.
They're our heroes.
They're making margaritas by the time the show starts. Mm-hmm. So this time, it's awesome.
I like to say they inspired us. So that's all things. So CBS Thursday Night Football is going with instrumental music. They're going with royalty-free music.
Oh, I thought that they were going to keep her.
No, I told you, Rihanna. Mm-hmm. That's
what I thought. I thought she was just pissed about last Thursday.
She said, you dissed me once, and she called them fuckers. And that's what I said. Like, why not handle that privately? You have a chance to make some money.
Yeah.
No, she used her Twitter handle to tell CBS, the Tiffany Network, to fuck off. You don't use that language with the Tiffany Network.
No, you do not. Well, I don't want to use a bad pun, but have we beaten that story up enough? So let's move on to Kat Carlson.
This week in sports and other stuff. Let's just beat some more horses with Adrian Peterson,
Quit calling her a horse. How rude.
On the same topic, Miss America got the whole feminism thing wrong again. Congress gets serious about the Redskins and uses tax-exempt status as blackmail.
Ooh, I love a 501c blackmail.
I know. And LeBron James gets his own roller coaster, parenthetically, just kidding.
Well played.
I like the appropriate use of parenthetically.
I do as well.
Yes.
So moving from hit my girlfriend to hit my kid, everybody knows about Adrian Peterson, and it's all just kind of the same soapbox, so I'm really just going to kind of skim over it, because
I liked for God's sakes. I did understand his letter, though. Yeah. I did understand that's how I was disciplined.
Absolutely.
Everybody has a story about going to get the switch off the tree. It's not good parenting. It's just the way we were parented.
The way it is, yeah.
But it's 2014. And do you follow?
We've all seen
Oprah. Right.
But I also think that I hate children more now that they haven't been beaten than I did before.
But where
when
do you
were hitting
in
them
the
once
middle?
In a while.
And that's the thing, because every...
Because they're terrorists now.
Right.
Now they're just outright terrorists.
They don't understand the word no. They've not been, you know, many of them, not all of them.
Not one of them has ever gotten this on the back of the head to shut the fuck up. And when you get that wedding ring right at your head, it's not hard, but it rings your head enough to know, like, you know what? I'm going to keep my mouth shut for just a little bit longer.
Is it a switch? Is it a wooden spoon? Is it a, whatever. But I'm torn. I'm torn about this because I get it. I don't think there was any malice. I don't think he meant to hurt his kid. And he admits I did. At the same time, kid's four, and when you see those pictures, you go,
It's
excessive.
Right. It's too far. Right.
Yeah.
Too
much. Hashtag it's not right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not okay.
It is not okay. Right.
And
I understand the whole thing about
people just raising their children the way they were raised, because you look around and you're like, these children, they are absolutely awful specimens of humanity. Like, they need someone to say no.
Not all children.
But when you go in public, name the time that you were with a kid that you didn't want to be like, okay, if you don't hit him, I will.
But I don't think you need to hit the kid to get that point across. I don't have children.
I'm just saying I was hit, and I was a well-behaved person.
Absolutely. I was plenty hit, too.
I wasn't hit, but my dad put the fear of God into me.
That was my mom. Right. My mom had to say it was a look.
That's my dad's look. My dad was 6'6". Yeah. Freaking, my friends were scared of him, and I was in a Discount Tires running around like a little asshole, and he just went, Jennifer, sit. And I looked at him and went,
he might get. Because in your mind,
you shit your pants just a little bit and sat down.
Done. Yeah. And he always said, even my father, he goes, I'm a big man. Mm-hmm. And so if I ever hit you, if I ever wanted to spank you, I don't know my own strength. Like, I don't know, like, you know, you're angry, whatever.
I don't know my own strength, so I never hit you because of that reason.
Right.
Shut up.
And
but you had the fear of the hit in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you got to find a way to get it. You got to get the way to get the fear
thing
of
that's
it.
Missing, the thing that's missing isn't the hitting, it's the fear.
It's the fear.
You know, the parenting right now is all about like being your kid's friend and you want to grow up and like have that lifetime television moment when they're 20. That's fine. Have it when they're 20. Right. When they're
but
six,
when they're
and you
six.
Say, sit the fuck down.
You want to sit the fuck down.
Exactly.
When you're 20, you can become friends and decide you like each other. Up until 20, you are adversaries in the same war. You know what I mean?
Except my mom was my best friend growing up. Was that right? Was it wrong? I don't know.
If we want to claim to be any kind of civilization, we have to stop hurting other people and hitting other people. And we have to stop.
And
we have to stop shooting the first black kid on the block. We have to stop hitting our girlfriend just because we can. We have to stop hitting our kids because we think that's the only way to get them to shut up.
Right. And I agree with you completely.
We
just
have to stop.
When you're raised with it, it's the only parenting I know because I've never parented.
Sure.
And as far as I know, like my sister and her husband don't in any way spank or hit their kids.
That's the other problem. But, they're now calling it spanking. Oh, that bothered me. That bothered me a lot.
That's not so much spanking.
Well, because they're like, should we really be talking about how people parent their kids and spank their kid?
Right.
No. This was different than spanking.
Yes.
But, I mean, how many people do you know that it's like, go out and pick it yourself?
Oh,
and
no.
And if it breaks, then I go out and pick it. I mean, that's not a story I've read in an old folksy book about people I've never heard of. That's a story someone has actually stood there and told me.
That's
and
a visit to grandma.
And they were alive to tell the story and still called their parents occasionally in a loving, you know what I mean? Like,
And my mom's switch was a wooden spoon. I mean,
they told that story last week. Yeah.
I mean, I could have gone, I suppose, to the hospital.
Just because we've always done it that way is not a good excuse to
right. No, you're right.
Oh, I agree.
There was a really great comedian that did this whole bit about Christopher Titus did this whole bit about being in the DMV, and he's got this dad, and the dad's got a 5-year-old, and the 5-year-old's going, "I don't want to be here. Fuck this place. Blah blah blah." And Christopher Titus sitting there going, "Really? Really?" And the dad's like, "Okay, Trevor, calm down. We're going to talk about this." And he's reasoning with the kid. And the whole point of the bit was, you don't reason with your kid. You go, either you take him out of the situation. Mm-hmm. I don't care that you don't have enough time. It's the one time you're at the DMV.
Right.
Your kid's acting out. Your kid's, you don't reason with the kid. You go, all right, I'm going to have to wait, come back, whatever. And that's something I totally agree with. Because when I see a kid act out in a grocery store or a movie theater, and I see the parent reasoning with the 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, it irritates the living shit out of me.
And that's where you have to find that
because
place that's not
hitting. Because where is reasoning? Reasoning does not come until later.
Mm-hmm. Right, reasoning comes much later.
Much later.
Every time I go
I'm not
in public
a parent,
with children.
But even I know that.
Yeah. I have children, and if I ever laid a hand on them, I'd find myself in jail really fast because we have that kind of fun parenting situation.
Yeah.
God forbid you even pound them on the butt.
No. But every time I take them in public, I am fully prepared to leave at a moment's notice.
You bet.
I will apologize to a waitress. I will walk out of line. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, first, get out of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's causing everyone else pain. But you don't have to.
And then you go home and you tell them, and you got to start taking stuff away. There has to be real punishments.
That is the natural consequence, leaving the restaurant.
Yeah.
It
leaving
is.
Being in line.
Right, no, and then when I go
home and eat peanut butter and jelly.
With the child in the restaurant just suffers. Everybody else. Yeah. Everybody else suffers.
I agree with that. 100%.
With your parenting.
No.
You have to find a way to parent so that you don't raise these monster children that have some respect for where they are and when to act appropriately and not hit them. Like, we have to find
that
common
balance.
Right.
It can be.
Well, and
I believe that it can be done. I try very hard.
When you start reasoning with a 3-year-old, you get this. You get,
oh.
Listen to me. Linda.
He's just a great salesperson already.
I live with a kid very much like that.
How do you not?
God, that's funny.
Crack up about
but
that.
But that's something funny and in a tone of voice that's not going to offend anyone else in the restaurant. That kid's not talking any louder than I am.
Everybody else in that restaurant is laughing their ass off.
Right.
It's when they get out of control, screaming, crying, throwing a fit, throwing shit around, throwing the sugar packets. That's when you go, okay, honey, it's time to take your kid and go.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, first of all, you have to model appropriate behavior.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you're acting like a fucktard out in public, your kid's gonna too.
Oh, definitely.
There's a whole.
And then on an airplane, you're fucked because you can't go anywhere.
And you're the only parent here, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, you're the only parent here. You actually know.
Period of time, like for 3 years, yeah. But that's so. That's and I'm with you though. Like,
that's where they get my pity. When you're in an airplane, there's no out.
There's no out.
Everyone's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable to be on the plane. That thing with your ear hurts.
Yeah.
You can't explain that to a child. That. Mm-hmm.
Thank God for iPads. Like, I don't know how parents before that did.
Yeah. On the gum.
It's called Benadryl.
Do you ever want to look at one of those moms?
Well,
go,
you do a test run of Benadryl at home.
Just enough.
You find out what they can, what kind of drugs they can handle.
You've reached your destination. I'm sorry, is your baby still breathing?
And then,
2 teaspoons.
Give them a Benadryl and throw them up in the air to see if they can handle the altitude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe.
So maybe. There you go.
So there it is.
You just look at that mom and go, don't you wish you'd have swallowed.
So I hope Adrian Peterson is listening to this because we just solved all his problems.
We sure did. Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure what offense how he gets so offended by 4-year-olds because that seems to
close
be his
that,
thing.
Close that.
Especially
close
since
that.
Someone else killed his other kid.
This is your way of throwing papers away now, isn't it?
Yeah. Cat.
And
just close that tab.
They
close
said
that
another
tab.
Allegation came out.
Any more paper throwing.
And that kid was 4.
Enough of that.
Right. Wait, maybe Russell Pierce has something, but not sterilization for the women.
Sterilize the men.
For AP.
I have other crap, but it's all kind of football related, and I feel...
We've covered it.
We need to move on. So...
Well, didn't your people win a tournament?
What's that?
Your people?
What the fuck was that?
That's it just should have came out of my mouth over yours.
Wait.
This just in.
If you were Katie June, that would have been the leading story.
This just in. Phoenix Mercury won a tournament last week.
Did I get your tickets to
that? But it was after Tuesday.
Lesbian at 11.
Wasn't it after Tuesday?
It was. It was Friday night, the Phoenix Mercury.
See, last
week. In the WNBA championship. They won in Chicago. I don't remember the score. It was great, but kind of anticlimactic.
They brought it back home, right?
They had more.
When is the next game? Yeah.
We had a huge parade.
Like May.
What?
May.
Wait, didn't they win it?
The whole shebang, yeah. So the next
in Chicago.
The next game is in May. When
next
the
year.
They open the season. Yeah. Got it.
Right.
They didn't bring it back to Phoenix.
No.
The trophy.
They won in a sweep. They won 3 out of 5 games.
They were losing last time I was
Somebody
watching.
Was sweeping?
Dirty talk.
I got excited to sleep them!
They weren't vacuum.
They weren't tipping.
In news about a vacuum.
In a league of women that don't tip. I'm just kidding.
Spoiler alert.
Why do you think
that
I got a second job? That's not true at all. No, I have wonderful customers, and they take very good care of me.
That's good.
For the one that may be listening.
Nice save, Kat. Nice save.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Right out of her ass.
Good Lord.
Dirty talking.
Buy liquor from me.
So in other news, the Nutter Butter namesake declares pot is not a crime.
Oh, I love
That's
them
true
already.
Story.
Well, I would hope that Nutter Butter would be on the side of marijuana.
Right? That actually is a good thing.
Yeah, is that what story. Butter...
It's a peanut. Butter, it's peanut butter.
Buddy Early. Butter Early.
Butter Hello, early. Everybody.
Just turn it's your chair butters. Around and take a time out.
Butters.
Philadelphia's Mayor Nutter, today agreed to sign into law a bill that essentially decriminalizes possession of small amounts of marijuana.
Butters. Ooh, it's out in San Jose.
Excuse me, Mayor Nutter?
San
May
Jose, New Mexico.
I shit you not.
Unfortunate name.
San Jose. Awesome. Some city in New Mexico did
San
the same thing.
San Jose.
Did they? I didn't see that one. I saw the Philadelphia
article. The Philadelphia one was the biggest city to decriminalize pot.
Yes.
Now you have to go through the Pennsylvania jails and get everybody out that's serving time for marijuana
possession.
Yeah,
start yanking them out. But they're not going to put any new ones in there. He says we've gotten to a place where it is out of the criminal realm. People caught with a pot possession will face up to a $25 fine for possession of anything under an ounce. Anyone cited for smoking in public will result in a $100 fine. Mm. Like,
can I just give you the $100? Can I give you the $100 to get off the plane?
Yeah. Can I get like
here's
a gift $100.
Here's $25. Here's
gift cards right. for this kind of thing. Exactly. Like maybe at Christmas I'll just buy out a $500 gift card.
What a nice gift! Here's $25 to check my luggage and $100 for the joint I'm going to smoke.
Get out of jail.
They say that in Philadelphia alone, this approach will spare more than 4,000 people from being arrested every year, and will save the Philadelphia Police Department about $4 million a year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, big time.
And they're going to go find
Way to go, criminals. Mayor Nutter Butter.
Like people in dog fights or wife beaters.
Oh, I really thought the Nutter Butter Company was like, we're pro-marijuana. Well, I hope so.
You're a snack. Done.
How else you think you're selling those fucking cookies?
You and White Castle. And
play on words.
P.S.
Yeah. Well, let's do the LeBron James.
Nutter Butters or Nabisco.
Do you have any Nutter Butters? No, because they're really good. They're delicious.
South Park Butters?
Dirty,
what?
Dirty.
Hi, everybody. It's Nutter Butters.
Hi, everybody. It's Nutter Butters. No, kitty, kitty. That's my talking chicken pie pie, Nutter Butter.
Oh, my God.
My mom said in order to lick the carpet to be a lesbian.
And so she did.
One, no?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, I'm taking a cab.
Does that come in coleslaw?
$22.95 for one.
Sauce that on the
is
side.
That is a hot voice.
Serves three.
Oh yeah,
that could be phone sex voice right there. That could be like a second job.
Oh,
good lord! All right, I think we're
seriously. God. That was hot.
Phone sex.
I got a little wet
desk.
Between
Sign
the legs.
Me up.
She's gonna. You know how many refunds she's gonna have to give?
Do I have to actually give the refund or the company?
It's gonna come out of your pocket. It's coming out of your pocket.
You leave my pocket out of this.
Exactly. The strap on and the refund are coming out of your pocket.
All of it.
That shit gets expensive too.
Knee brace. Oh, strap on knee brace. Oh, where, dirty talker.
Where the hell
what
did
you
that
get?
Come
you get more.
Drink.
You get more traction that way.
By the way,
exactly. Well, I've got my strap
just on. Put
knee
it on
brace.
Your knee instead.
That way, I can go up and down.
I'll take
easier.
Your side.
If traction is your
well
problem,
done. Thank you. Because this is just full.
If traction is your biggest concern, we think we got to have a discussion.
They're ripped
what?
For her
I just,
pleasure.
I just
satin sheets get slippery. What?
Harrison's comment is cracking me up.
I call shenanigans
her
on
last
you,
well. Comment is cracking me up. I'm packing up my bathroom and I just found condoms. Who expired? Who expired in 2012? I'm clearly not living right.
I know. It's always clearly. A sad day when your condoms expire. That is a dark
Harrison,
day for any middle-aged woman.
Favorite thing I've seen in the chat room.
And as a middle-aged woman,
time.
I've done it.
Lost control.
When they drink a lot, friend. They talk
meow
a lot. You get used
they
to
sure
this.
Meow sure anticipating Kat's upcoming dramatic paper flinging.
Well, we've already
well, work on that. Work
I,
on that.
I would. Look, I'm looking
paper.
Forward to another
fling
story.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's do that.
Wow,
so, an amusement park won't rename their coaster King James. In Sandusky, Ohio, the Cedar Point Amusement Park is partnering with
good
the LeBron.
Times.
Yeah, it is a good time. They have a lot of roller coasters,
they
as
do.
It turns out.
I just think
it's
Tommy Boy, Sandusky, Ohio.
The Sandusky,
Ohio. Everything goes back to an Adam Sandler movie with Sandusky, Ohio.
So, the amusement park is going to partner with the
Sorry,
LeBron James Family Foundation instead of renaming a roller coaster for the basketball superstar. The Sandusky Park had vowed to rename a coaster King James if the four-time NBA MVP returned home to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, which he did. Then Cedar Point says that park officials and James decided a partnership that they announced on Tuesday will have greater impact than renaming a ride. So they've decided to go the philanthropic route.
Yeah, there you go. So, oh, and if you have the chance to get to Sandusky, Ohio, that place is
I
the
was
shit.
On their website today, and I'm like... I don't even like roller coasters that much, but I'm in. I'm going to ride all of them.
And
I may throw up,
Magic
but it's
Mountain
fine.
In
Have you
California?
Seen those weird-ass roller coasters that people travel to go do? And they're posting it now. And I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, Thailand has one that, no joke, you watch it. And I'm like, fuck, no, I'm not doing that.
There's
I don't
one,
think so.
There's
That's
one
how I feel
opening,
about a lot of roller coasters.
There's one opening in Texas next summer that I have a vacation planned around. Like, me and a friend have
I'm a roller coaster fan, but some of these is... No, thank you very much.
Have you been on the X? The X in Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
The rolling on the mm-hmm. X?
That's a Superman ride, right?
No, the X is the one that does the... You get strapped in to something. It's like a chair. And your chair can
it's
go...
It's like a chair?
No.
Is it like Professor X's chair?
No, because you're not on a real bench, and it's only a spine on your back.
Right.
And then you're strapped down. So your chair can go 180...
I'll do the bicycle seat. That's about as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
Like, I can be not strapped in with the bicycle seat underneath me, but anything not sitting... My ass is not sitting on something.
Oh, no, you're sitting on something.
Like what?
But...
It's like four a
little,
by six?
Yeah, like a little plank. But you're strapped in the way, and your seat can go 180 degrees forward and that way, and then it turns this way, too. So every turn you bank, your chair can spin every different direction with gravity, so it's like virtual flying.
If it's not... If it's in California, I'll do it.
It is.
Then I'm okay.
Because there's the X...
If it's in Thailand, not so much.
And there's the one that has the Yoku or something like that. It's the one with the Japanese name that really is like virtual flying. I rode that 5 times in a row, and I swear to God, I have a spinal injury from it. But I did the no friends single rider line.
Yoko that broke up the Beatles.
Yeah, and then I did a flash pass so I could ride it over and over and over again while the dumbasses were waiting in line for 3 hours. I just kept going like, I have no friends. I'm in the single
player
line.
Oh, that's the
line.
Best way to go, though.
Best way to go.
I don't want a single, picture of me on that.
Even if you're
thing.
With somebody, you're like, we're single ride passengers.
Oh, all three of
Most
us are together.
You're right together.
And they try to put up a fight with, I think you guys are together. Yeah, but we'll ride singly. And you're gonna have a single car come up.
You're gonna have single seats, right.
You're gonna have a single seat. And then you fill it in. You don't wait in the line. Oh, my God. And my friend Kenna was, because she kept doing it over and over. And then she kept throwing up in the fountain. But then she kept getting back on the roller coaster. And all I would hear.
Girl after my heart.
Three seats behind me was, I fucking hate you, Al! Don't get back on the ride. We're not. The ride is literally 25 seconds of sheer hell long.
Did you ever do the Vegas like over?
I haven't done the one that goes over because that scares me. But I did the.
Okay,
slingshot.
So I did the claw.
That scares me.
Oh, so no. The claw, you sit in like almost like the slingshot. Yeah. But this is the claw. So you're in this thing. There's about eight people around you. They click you out. It's a click 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 click. And here's the worst part. You're clicking over the strip. And things don't sound right.
Oh, hell no.
And then it goes like this. And then it spins over the strip. And you're going, okay. Here's the worst part is the floor that you move off, it disappears.
Good night.
Nope.
And as you come back in, it's
just sitting over here like,
again.
Shivering,
like you're like
thinking about it going, nope.
You're like, sweet,
nope.
I just did this. I just made it through this. And then here's the worst part. You get click, click, click.
As you're hanging upside down 110 stories up.
The fucking floor does not come back up for a while. And it's got you. And all you hear is all these awful sounds that should not be happening. And you're drunk.
Like people dying.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, I'm going to fall to my death. And that's what's going to happen. And it finally clicks you back in. But, yeah. And people are like, woohoo, you did it. And I'm like, okay, I didn't die. Sweet. Rock on. Moving
Where do
on
I sell panties?
To a blackjack table.
On solid ground.
Well, I did the slingshot.
Oh, you want to kiss it.
Yeah.
You
oh,
actually
yeah,
do yeah. want to kiss it. You're just like,
even
oh.
Even though
then you
fail,
and you're still there.
I did it. Thank you. I just got to kiss
you're
the ground a little bit.
104 stories
yeah,
up.
It's
so the ride ends, and you're still way too high up. Like, oh, yeah. you're still not on terra firma.
No.
So
you're still locked into this goddamn death grip. And
your sphincter does not unclench for like 2 days in another city.
You do not poop for like 2 days. You don't. You were still that nervous.
When
you're like,
when the slingshot was new, I went to get on it and they counted wrong. And the thing about the slingshot is they don't want you to see the people's faces.
Uh-uh.
They don't want you to see the slingshot till you're on it. They don't want you to look at the person. Well, they counted wrong. And so there wasn't a seat for me, but I was already up on the like the platform. So they just had me stand back, and they shoot, what is it, 3 G's? You're at 104 stories, and they shoot 3 G's, and they shoot you straight up in the air another 10 stories, and then you free fall down. Then it loses everything, and then it bounces. Well, I saw the look on the people's face when those...
Terrified.
When the 3 G's hit. And
because
like,
it's not supposed to happen over concrete. It's not an amusement park. It's Vegas. It's a strip. It's not supposed to happen.
You're supposed to be drunk and fall down on the ground, not at 100.
It's like taking the New York roller coaster. That's not
like,
supposed
I feel
to
like,
happen either.
I feel like you're angry at me.
Don't worry. She pointed at me and went, she's that one.
I'm telling you.
She just points at things. Random.
You just became Hoda and she's mad at you. That's Kathy Lee. You're
Calm
Hoda.
Down, Kathy.
And apparently, that is sports.
And other stuff.
But no, I have to say, that New York roller coaster is one of the best straight up roller coasters.
That's funny.
Are you kidding? No.
We took her show away from
her. They're used to it.
Yeah, well, but I was
well
drunk.
She's not.
It's a quarter to the end of the show, so we're going to go into this segment now because we can.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned.
Well, so little has gone wrong so far.
Yeah. Why stop now?
I still have 2 drinks in front of me.
Wow. Oh.
Thank you, Kat.
Well, we're going to see you for a while.
Hey, girl.
All right. So as we all enjoy our various vices... Oops. And there's always this stuff that you think, oh, someone does this too much or someone does that too much. Well, you're doing something else too much. What's the vice that you get up on your high horse about and like, you shouldn't do this? Well, making all kinds of other. You don't get to go first, though. We got to put her on the spot.
God damn it.
Oh, I was going to say absolutely nothing.
Oh, everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I'm just trying to pick the one. Yeah.
Can you narrow it down, please?
No. Can we? Yeah, can we work this out somehow?
Can you explain the question?
Well, you know, there's always something that you're like, oh, I can't believe they do that. Well, right. You're, you know, sitting there with a
like
cocktail.
The, like
and
the alcoholic right. Going, oh, smokers, fuck the smokers.
Right.
Let me get another gin.
Yeah.
So let me get another gin.
What's the vice that you criticize others while enjoying your own vice?
I would say when I was going out, and there's easily three people. Maybe someday you'd learn at this table that we could say, oh, yeah. When I was going out a lot and it was just, you know, schnocked past the point of no return.
I've seen that.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm referring to.
When people hit and, the wall.
Well, yeah, totally hit the wall.
Hit the wall, and then, fall down and under then, it, roll
and
under
kept
a table.
Going.
But then a week
paint
later.
Paint the wall.
Did the
lean
same
against
thing
the wall.
Then a week later, not drinking, and would be like, I know. About someone else. I mean, I guess that I would say that, cause, and I would always look up and be like, not that I don't get it. I might make a comment like that, but it's very, that's fucking
what
annoying.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm the drunk
the
that hit the wall.
Thoughtfulness.
Drunk that hit the wall a week ago. And a week later, I'm in the same place, I'm just not drinking.
Oh, and you're watching someone else do
and
it.
And I'm watching someone
and
else do
judgy,
it.
And you're being all judgy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dirty
right,
talking.
Dirty
I
talk.
I would never do that.
Yeah, I would say that. I also have almonds down here. They just make a lot of noise.
That's,
if anybody wants them.
I like that answer. That's fair.
Also, Winx. 2004.
Chili cook-off.
Fantastic.
No matter what,
buddy.
Well, I think I would say I'm guilty of a very similar offense, but not in regards to drinking, just in regards to general human behavior. Like, I'll look and I'll be like, what an arrogant, entitled son of a bitch. And then I'll walk along my arrogant, entitled way. Fuck them for not getting out of my way. Do you know who I am?
Have you met me?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. No, I forget what an asshole I am when I'm calling out the other assholes.
Totally.
That's true.
I mean, when I hit that wall, I hit it so much better than that person a week later.
I did a little style and grace in my vomit smells like sunshine.
It sure does.
Skittles.
Yeah. I
pours please, out of me.
Oh my God, it was about
Skittles.
Nuts. Pizza.
Dirty talking.
Papa Murphy's.
Your dirty pizza.
Full circle. Mr. McKee, your vices?
Sir, or ma'am. However you self-identify.
I think one of the things that I do, I criticize others for not being organized. And
that's
being,
not a vice. I want a vice.
Organization.
Hookers and blow is what he's looking for.
Yeah. Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
That blue
the
man.
The boys and the booze.
What gets you going?
God, this is a challenge.
Like, you're sitting at Charlie's, trashed off your ass on crowded water, and what are you sitting there being all judgy about? That's what I'm looking for.
Did straight I paint dancers. A dance lessons.
Barbara cannot hold her liquor.
Dance lessons.
Barbara cannot hold her liquor.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear him saying that. I can hear him saying that.
Talking
lean
about
over,
pussy
half asleep at the bar. Barbara cannot hold her liquor.
Neither can pussy lahoot.
The person who calls people stranded in water assholes, just go through it!
I think the dramatic reenactment is a little more extreme than it actually was.
I think
was.
That's the best thing ever.
I think it was.
Oh, God, I
felt
I think
it
that's
to
awesome.
Be genuine and probably spot on.
What the fuck do you
and
know?
I say,
you arrogant son of a bitch.
Walk your own path.
Entitled mother.
Walk your own
fuck
goddamn path.
See, that makes you sound like a nun when I call you a motherfuckress. I like it. You know what I mean?
However you self-identify.
Good bread, Kat, by the way. Very good bread.
Thank you.
Well, I have yet to have... Good. I want some with the butter on it before we get all done with this.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Countdown.
Yes.
Well, it's not going to vanish in like 9 minutes.
You never know.
You don't know. People are hungry.
It's a valid point.
We're all starting to snack now.
Yes.
If anybody wants almonds again.
Every diet is just hitting like, ooh, there it goes.
Smart food. It's good for you.
Yeah.
That last Deep Betty drink was grapefruit. Lime juice.
I feel like I drank it.
Limon.
You actually did.
I did. I polished that some bitch off. Oh, actually, wait. There's a little one.
That was the Dorothy Ruby Red Cosmo.
I drank grapefruit and something that allegedly had peach in it tonight.
Love You're it. So grown.
I know.
Proud of you.
Trying new things.
You're so big.
And I thought I was going to get the, I thought I was going to be able to swallow down that apple shit, but nuh-uh. Didn't happen.
No.
That's okay.
No.
But hey, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
I think I would have to, after a careful thought of this, why are you laughing?
Because I think we all forgot what the fuck we were talking about. No. We all got lost on, well, there goes
I've been sitting here processing.
Okay. I smelled wood burning.
I love me a fire.
The inside of that radio.
That's right.
German You're channels. My new favorite person. You really are.
I think I would have to go with, similar to Marnie's thing, is where... It's the drinking. It's where I decide that I drink it. I get the world by the ass. I know how to do everything better than everybody else, and I know how this all should be done. I know this is how all this works, and then I make fun of other people for thinking that they know how the fuck everything works.
May I just? I don't know how she got this way. We had the same amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that.
One of my favorite fucking quotes by Clayton McGee. As I fell through the door of my house.
Kung Fu Panda.
She was.
I know this story.
Yeah, totally Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. Goddamn. And then I looked back out the door, the screen door. Did you want me to call a cab?
To get back to the bar. No, Marty, I dropped you off here.
Took her home drunk and then asked how she was going to get back to the bar. Well, you're not, dear.
Okay.
You're gonna stay home.
So Jen,
she's a woman after my own heart, right here.
Yeah.
If I may call you Jennifer, because you allegedly
said
your
name. No. My parents.
No,
did
that was Dad.
Oh, he's Dad. Because my mother.
He's an intimidatingly sized man.
So the story, the part of the story that we're leaving is when I took her home, her mother was there and. Mm-hmm. Accepted the package in the door. She's looking at me through the door, and I literally.
Sorry for it.
She's looking at me, and I'm like, I don't know how she got so drunk because we've been drinking the same amount of time. I got nothing for you. So the next day, she calls me, and she
I'm horrified.
And she is
horrified.
Her mom has told her how she got home, and she's like, oh my god, Clayton's gonna hit me forever mm-hmm. for this. So she calls me, and she's like, hi, and I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, I owe you just a huge apology. I'm very sorry. For what? Well, how did you get home last night? You took me home. Oh, I did? Didn't know. Yeah. So, and I, being all indignant.
Well,
yeah, all indignant, I'm like, well, I don't know how she got that way, because we drank the same amount.
Oh, my God. We signed off for you.
Oh, I just didn't fall through a door.
No.
I don't remember the door is the problem.
Fell across
but
my
you
desk.
Fell out of the Hummer, didn't
I
you?
I went through a screen door. Oh,
yeah. Wasn't it the Hummer?
That was actually...
It was a very hot...
Oh, two stories in one?
Yeah, that actually was two stories in one.
Yeah, that was two stories in one, but totally.
But that
you
second
shouldn't
one,
tell people that. They should well, just no, be the one.
The second one...
Well, they kind of run together.
The second one was right before my 40th birthday when you were crying about having to do my roast and you're like, I can't do it. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not funny. You should... I have nothing to tell him. I'm like, well, tell him this story. This is funny.
I remember that. You were terrified.
I was terrified.
That was
to the... You drink a lot.
You have the Al Perkins and you have the Victoria Londons, if
Barbara,
you will. And
buddy.
Barbara, come on.
Buddy.
Right. I like that your answer was to just drink to oblivion and then try then. Drink to the point that you're barely continent.
That day.
That you need a depends.
Not that day.
No, I meant
that
the
close.
No, because I was the victim that heard the, I can't do this, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Yes, a shot sounds great.
Well, no. I mean, I was very focused on not being able
I'm
to
drinking,
do it.
Yeah.
Until someone said, are you thirsty? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm very focused.
So is that a full bar?
Well, I do love that Marnie came in with a full cup of coffee and my drinks.
And she hasn't touched that coffee.
She hasn't touched that coffee.
Yeah. No.
So I'm actually happy about that.
But I'm thrilled about that for a minute.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Same question.
Oh, mine is like how high and mighty I get about like cocaine and speed when, you know.
You did all of it back then?
No. Well, yeah, but that's a different thing.
In like an hour from now, you're going to be blowing a line?
No.
2 hours. Sorry, 2 hours.
Not since 1988, roof of the Hilton, 4th of July. I think it was a Holiday Inn, though. Let's not get glamorous about what this was. but mine is like being so judgy about people and their drug choices when I pretty much pop Benadryl like vitamins to sleep. You know what I mean? I drink whenever the fuck I want to and enjoy like herbal remedies all the time. But I'm going to be like, oh, that cocaine is ruining your life. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You and I next time?
Yeah.
We'll do that.
But I really do get all
no,
judgy.
No, herbal.
Oh! Hookers and blow.
But I just get all sides of judge. But you know what I mean? It's just, if you can't handle it, you can't handle it. There's people on pot that don't have
the name
jobs
of the show.
And, you know what I mean? Know
if
their
you
pizza delivery,
function,
man.
Then, you know.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up.
And again, you know, like, I'm all judgy about drinking and driving, but how do you think I got anywhere in the 80s into late 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't okay. Batcopter, it was a car. You know what I mean? Like, this is a new, you know, evolved me. But I look back and I'm like, you just gotta wait till somebody scares the shit out of you and you see lights in your back window before you're like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna start riding my bike. Yeah. Or, you know what? That light rail really works.
Right.
All right, Jen. Mm-hmm. Let's.
Well, I have all the vices.
I'm not kidding. Girl.
Please alert the affiliates. We're going to go over
I'm
tonight.
Impressed.
I think we know why she's not using that college degree correctly.
Right? I gamble. I drink.
Oh, that's not a vice. That's just a hobby.
Well, that's that my all depends.
So, it's just games.
It's just dice. It's fun.
You know, it's a slot machine. It'll win eventually. Mm-hmm. No, I actually do everything. So when I look at other people, I don't actually judge anybody. I try to take everybody else in. And
you're judging me right now. I can tell.
I only because you're holding on the popcorn.
You're fisting a bag of popcorn. Yeah.
No.
Ew.
I guess if anything, I judge. I don't like people crying at the bar. Like I will judge people that cry at the bar.
That goes back to me being drunk, hitting it all.
If anybody is crying at the bar,
she's judged me.
I get a little bit like, why are you crying?
I've judged you.
Go home. Have some friends that will comfort
you. Why do
you
think I said that?
And, I got to agree with this one. And I am one to, like, wipe a tear at a bar and be like, how did I end up here? And that'll always be the minute where I'm like...
If you're full on bawling at a bar about, like, oh, this and that, and this is happening...
Oh, I don't get like that. I'll just tell a story
else,
and I realize that...
Nobody at the bar wants to hear that.
I think this goes back to consent. I think it goes all the way back to
because I also think be like, oh my god, my vagina's leaking.
Because for me, if I'm going to be sad, I'm going to go to the casino. I'll be happy again because there's like a lot of stuff to like.
Yeah,
you know,
that's not funeral. That's not funeral
crying. You know what I miss though about the casinos because I'm old.
Oh, you don't go to the casinos.
The money.
No, I still go to the casinos. What I miss that they're not doing, but I'm still going, is I miss the coins hitting the hollow tin.
I don't miss that anymore so much. Because I like the little paper ticket, and I go, oh, sweet, I won $400. Let me go to another slot machine.
Yeah. Oh, no, but there
when
is something
it,
funny about
had,
getting
like,
that.
You have when you had $40 cents, of like, coins in a bucket, you're like, oh, I'm rich, and you actually cash it out. This ticket just makes you keep going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can do more.
Remember how dirty your hands would be handling those quarters all day? You had the black hands. Oh, but I loved it. I loved it.
I just don't like crying people at the bar. I guess that's what I judge. If I see, like... some bitch crying at the bar. I'm just like, go home.
Mm. Her name is Marnie.
That is definitely...
Oh, Marnie, I didn't mean you.
Just that one time.
Just the one time.
Just
day after
the
one. Day.
If you were a constant cry at the bar, just then yes, I would be mad at you. But
all right, no. So you've already answered. When is it time to go home?
When you start crying at the bar.
No, but since you kept powering on, when do you think it's time to go home at a bar?
When God says so.
Just the one time.
These are easy.
All right, so these are not internal answers. All right. So,
yeah, when is it time to go home?
When I'm bored.
When Sharon tells you?
When Sharon calls. No, when I'm leaning up against the bar with, like, one eye just pasted shut, going, shut, 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 shut.
It almost looks like you
just
have a helmet
the one time.
On.
Now we can, now look at how we can help each other later.
When is it time to leave the bar?
Closing time.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night? You
when they're
the bar?
Mopping around your feet?
What you did you do to Jason last night?
Jason went and slept in his car and had a phone call with his boyfriend.
Jason Carlton?
Yes.
His
slept
husband
in his car.
Was pissed already.
Yeah. Pick a day.
Oh,
Jason
shit.
Always sleeps in his car.
Yeah. It's already there. I closed my tab at 8:50 and I was home by 9:30 and I was in sleep in my recliner by 9:45.
My recliner. Okay, Grandpa.
But, well, hang on, I'm not done with that goddamn story.
Oh, then you got up and peed?
Nope.
Twice.
Well, one was a false alarm.
Gotta go, oh no, I know.
I know. I'm just gonna sit here for a while and read my iPad. No,
I'm gonna watch close-up porn on my iPad.
So,
because
sometimes you don't want it far away.
I can't make out the shapes on the 16-inch TV. Are you there, caller?
Are you there, Virginia? I'm no. not sure.
So. No, so I, like I said, I was asleep by like 9:45. I woke up at 12:45, got Michael to put some clothes on. We went back to I went and closed Charlie.
What a girl. Well, I was, so Grandpa went home and took a little nappy poo.
There's hey, nothing you know wrong what? With a nap.
I cheers you for
a little nap. Nap and some Taco Bell. And I was
well, disco that's nap, atta girl.
Yeah. About time to leave the bars when I realized Filiberto's is open and open for business. When
that's all 24 a, hours, honey. When so my stomach's really not a good burrito. Judge of time.
I know, but there's the point where I'm like, oh god, that burrito sounds way better than that drink right now. Then I'm out. We are out.
Yeah, time to go.
That's where we're like, oh, you're so sound really pretty, good right but now. My god, would a green chili burrito really just hit the spot? You put beans in that? Sometimes I worry that I don't shit enough in massive quantities. So can you put green chili together with beans so I can test the plumbing?
Wow. Holy shit, wow.
Too much? It's not holy, no. It's just mine.
No, it's just enough. It's really just enough.
Just enough.
This is by far, thank you so much for inviting me in, because I've had pipes? The best time tonight. This was awesome, so thank you.
Well, you brought the liquor, so you kind of made the good
another
thing happen.
Satisfied customer.
Yeah, I really am. And I will be more than happy to come in with free booze. You just let me know when you're ready.
We're here every Tuesday.
I'm ready Tuesday and every Tuesday.
What are we trying next week?
Finlandia. Finlandia, Jack Daniels, Woodford. Oh, you know, no. You name it. We got it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not on board with any of that.
Wait, Finlandia's vodka.
Yeah, Finlandia's vodka.
I like you're not on board with vodka.
Maybe
you're
I can get on board with
you're
Finlandia.
You're elbow deep in vodka. I don't like this.
See, whatever I pitch to Kat is what we're going to sample on Tuesday.
Mm. All right.
I like right. that.
I'm in.
Gotcha. I see how this is going to work.
I like it.
I do love
well,
my
run cat. Eddie.
Thank
Eddie,
you very
run.
Much.
Run deep Eddie.
Deep Eddie.
Run Eddie!
Run Eddie! Deep Eddie, run!
Oh. Eddie, you in danger, girl.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. You've done it. You've wasted another 3 hours
Dirty
of your Tuesday night. Or whenever you listen to this show on demand, you can always find us on QTalkAmerica.com. We are broadcasted 24/7 for your listening pleasure.
There were air quotes around all of that. Yeah, pleasure, listening.
Parenthetically, enjoyment. We will be here again next Tuesday. I don't know if Jen will be here or not, but you never know. She could be.
Jenny might be.
She might be.
Now Harrison said she recently found herself judging someone else's promiscuity. And if that isn't the pot burping at the other pot.
It's Kat Carlson, Marnie Reiner, Al Perkins, and Jen. I'm Clayton McKee.
Right,
we
huh?
will leave you by saying we'll see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.